Vivo. Take the me too. Order, Jay.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start it, brother.
Yeah, start it up. Start it up. I'm ready. I'm ready, gang.
All right, let's see.
You got time?
Yeah, we good, brother. Here we go. Here we go.
Breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
pull the knife out. Let me pull up the shirt, guys. There we go. Take the meat pill. The meat pill. Take the meat pill.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Let him know.
Take it, baby. Take the meat pill. There we go. Yes.
Let's go, Steve, introduce them to the topic, you know what I'm saying, let them know what's going on today, you know what I'm saying, even for myself, right, update everybody, inform everybody what's going on, shout out to everybody in the dojo,
shout out to my dog Taekwondo, shout out to the man mindset guys, guys, y'all want to call in, you got the number 563-999-3056, if you got a question, go ahead and ask. So, Ty, you know, we chop it up in the back end, and Ty posted a video. And we're going to play that first, Ty, because that's what spawned all this.
Right.
Ty posted a video. So what we'll be talking about is how a man builds his roster based off of the video. Now, this is all Taekwondo. This is not me. Ty found this shit. So I got to give my boy all the credit in the world. So, Ty, do you want to say anything before? You want to say anything?
No, listen. Yep. When I sent the video, I sent the video to the group chat, and I was like, man, like, why niggas be bitching? Because you're seeing the video. He's sitting here complaining about, oh, women never, why men are expected to be honest and women not be. So I was like, oh, my God, dog. Yeah, just play the video. They got to see how bad it is.
All right, we'll play it. We'll run the video in its entirety. Here we go. You want to stop and break down, like, reaction, or you want to?
No, you can play it straight through. All right, we'll play it straight through first, and then we'll comment after.
All right, here we go.
Yep. I have this thing they want guys to be upfront and honest with them in the beginning, right? But women are not upfront and honest either. We all send our representatives. Nobody want to admit this, but we all send our representatives, right? A guy does not have to be honest with you. He does not have to be honest with you at all. I never went on a date where women were honest 100%. I learned everything from trial and error, right? Women told me, a woman never told me, hey, you know what? I'm only going out with you because my ex is acting up. And I'm just waiting for him to stop being on his board, and I'm probably going to go back with him. Or I'm only going out with you because you have money and you're a good time. Or I'm only going out with you because you're a free meal. Or I like what you've given me emotionally, but I like having sex with my ex because, you know, he does it for me.
Exactly.
But women, especially the ones in the comments, they say shit like, yo, why I need a guy to be upfront and honest with me from the beginning when no woman ever told me any of those examples I gave you. And I'm like, yo, we all going to send our representatives. So get the out of here with this preconceived notion that men have to be upfront, but you have to chill.
Wow. There's so much to unpack here, bro. You want to go first? There's so much to unpack here.
Right, right. What struck out to me the most is the bitter undertone, complain, follower mentality. You know what? If she's going to do it, then fuck it, I'm going to do it too. And then, you know, and as a man, like I said, bigger than me knowing this individual specifically, but what it says about his honor or any type of dignity or integrity that he has is that he's willing to stoop as he was willing to follow a woman, the standard that she set. He has no standard for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, rather than, you know, change the woman he's dealing with or hold his standard and set the tone.
Yes.
He says, you know what, fuck it, whatever happens, happens, and this is what we're doing, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
And it just gives off a wishy-washy, weak integrity, weak sense of self energy to me.
You know what's weird? A lot of guys are under this assumption that these women are at home knitting, or they're at home, I don't know, crocheting or something, and they're not going out meeting guys or something like this. Listen, the ex, the free male, and what he does for me is that they already know, because the women are not really interested in the guy. See, the one thing that he's leaving out of this, Ty, is the fact that guys like him beg, barter, and try to prove themselves to the woman. Guys mm-hmm. like him just look at the body and doesn't question anything about the woman. The detective, you know, goes back to the detective. They just mm-hmm. look at the woman for what she is, and then all of a sudden, come on, baby, let me take you out. Come on, baby, give me a chance.
She qualifies for anything and everything in the world from them.
Right, right.
He made it obvious when he said, she won't tell you you're a free male. Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, yeah.
When did we get on a date?
Yeah.
When did she get the date? You know what I'm saying? So by even what he's complaining about just shows the side of the spectrum that he's on. It's like, when people say things or express their opinion on things, it shows more about them than it does the person that they're talking about.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it does. And what guys understand is, okay, we know that they're not honest because they live lies through the makeup and stuff. Okay, but that's not a lie. That's just them covering up their low self-esteem and low self-worth. But they are really honest with you guys by saying that when they send you one word text messages, that means they're not interested in you. When they take like days to respond back to you, that doesn't mean they're interested in you. When they got to say, well, I'm not sure, I don't know, maybe I'll think about it and I'll get back to you later, they're not interested in you. And the thing is that you guys can't read the signs. See, if they're such a liar, Ty, why take them out? If they're such a liar, why even spend time with him, Ty?
I mean, yeah, literally, like you said, he's saying that. He's saying that, and then also not realizing that he has put himself in the position to deal with the fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm a free meal, so don't take it out and pay for it.
The thing is that he's a free meal because that's what he's using to try to impress the woman. He's leading with his wallet. And see, he won't tell anybody this. See, now all of a sudden.
Well, even go back to the point where he said, excuse me, Steve.
No, go, you go.
Where he said, oh, I'm only messing with you because I'm bored with my ex. And who the fuck business? Who said that was any of your business?
Right, exactly.
Imagine having that much to complain about or entitlement from a woman you just met.
Yes.
Steve, he don't even understand. It, guess what? I wouldn't even give a fuck.
No, not at
as
all.
As long as it ain't some psycho out here trying to kill a man behind that pussy.
Right.
It's whatever her life is, none of my business. None of my business.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? She could be finessing other guys. She could be getting free meals from other guys. This one guy could be paying her rent. The other guy could buy her shoes. Hey, because I know what's going to be happening over here.
It is none of this.
Dooney land in the back of the Dooney van on a one-way trip.
Right. Guys, you just got to ask, are you the guy on the front end or are you the guy on the back end? And I'm all for her. And again, I am a cheerleader, Ty. I want her to go out and find that relationship, the thing that she wants. She cannot have it with me, but she can rent me out. She can't have it with me, but she can go out there. Like I always say, Ty, I will even, let's go live. Let's look at your closet. Let's figure out what you're wearing. No, that doesn't look good on you. If he's a butt man, he's going to like those tight. Well, put that on. Let me see. Turn around. Yeah, that's perfect. That's going to be a great day.
Have her pick the outfit before she go out.
Right, yeah. Because
with another guy.
Right, because it messes their head up because see, well, let me tell you why. Because, see, some women try to make us jealous by throwing other guys in our faces. Some women try to get us to say, well, you know what, I'm going to change my whorish ways and commit to you because you have other options. Well, baby, I got options too. So I'm all on your side. But then when they go out there, they're the ones crying on the phone. See, I knew you didn't like me or anything. You're sending me to, but wait, say, baby, you said you wanted to go out with somebody. You know what I mean? You said you wanted to do something with somebody. I'm just supporting. I am your support system. I think it's beautiful that you go out with that guy. And I just want you to look as perfect as you can because, look, we got to get you that relationship. We got to get you that relationship.
Because I'll let you walk out without a fight. I tell dudes, like, once you have a certain level of game, you could be able to let a girl know, I'm not your type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not the right guy.
I'm not the right guy.
I'm not the guy you're looking for. I'm not that guy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I know who I am and I'm sure of myself. So, and I'm sure that what you're looking for is not it.
Mm-hmm. At your time. Yes.
Feel free.
Yeah. I say it all the time to him. I let him know I'm not the guy. Yes, you are. No, listen to me. I'm not the guy. I'm an asshole. You don't want to be with someone like me. You can't control me. You don't want me. Look, listen.
Control. Keyword is control. I done had to say that like 5 times recently on different like little online e-dates interactions.
Yes.
But dudes don't realize that I smell the test from a mile away because women are the same in real life. They do the same thing. Once she likes you at a certain amount, she wants you to herself. She gets territorial.
Right.
Your lifestyle has to change now.
Yes.
You can't do the thing. And me personally, I ain't going for that.
No, I'm not.
Not going for that.
Right, right. So there's not a lie, but here's the truth. They want real so they can make a real decision. See, that guy was not being real with her because he cloaked a dinner knowing that all he wanted to do was sleep with her. So here's my question. If all you want to do is sleep with him, why don't you just have the balls to get everything out of the way? You know she's not going to give it to you anyway, so why don't you save your money? Save your money. Go ahead.
She's not going to give it to you anyway.
Right. Right. You ain't going to get it anyway. You're not going to get it.
$850 meals.
Yeah.
And the embarrassment of walking down the street when you ain't fuck again, knowing that that's all you wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, the shame, the lack of shame. Where is it?
It's crazy. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying.
No shame. No dignity. Nothing.
Zero. And this is the problem with y'all guys. See, you're not going to get it. You know you're not going to get it. But then
I gotta go grab something in my
door. Yeah, go. You're good. So then what happened was, let me see here. Guys asking a question as we're answering this before Ty comes back. He says, Steve, when you were younger and hunting and divide the states into sections with your friends, did you ever move from your hometown to a different watering hole so you can hunt more? No. What happened was once the internet started kicking off, okay? So there was a thing called AOL. And Yahoo chat, Yahoo, and we got in those chat rooms, and because everybody was new to the chat rooms at that time, so the women didn't know that they could like catfish, but they didn't know that they could hide who they actually were because everybody was new to this, so it was like a tour. So we got on there and we cleaned up. We got plane tickets. The first time I went to Santa Ana, California was on somebody's dime. I went to Santa Ana, went to Miami. I was traveling. I went to Philadelphia, went to Pittsburgh. We were all traveling and the women were paying for everything. They were paying for everything to get our time. So we had a home base, but we had reach because once the internet kicked off, we could touch them all over the place. So it's pretty easy, C-Dog. It's pretty easy. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. If y'all got a question, put a Q and everything, guys. Here with my dog, Ty, we're going to talk about how to build your roster correctly. But the one thing that you can't do in building a roster is lie to the woman. As I said before, why don't you just get it out of the way? You're not going to get any sex from her. You're going to be weird and creepy. So why don't you just get it out of the way? There's no reason to take a woman out to eat. Why take her out to eat knowing that at the end of the day that she's going to, what you call it, at the end of the day, you're not going to get her. It's not. See, my guardian recently had a heartbreak. Any advice? My guardian, what do you mean? My guardian recently had a heartbreak. Any advice how to deal with this? M, why do you care about your guardian? Why do you care? The heartbreak he had is something that he created because he didn't stand on anything. You got to understand in this life, in this world, heartbreak is going to happen to the weak, okay? Now, I can see if he had his first love when he was a teenager or something, but if he's a grown-ass man with a heartbreak, then something's wrong. But what bothers me is the fact that you're asking about another man. Can you please stop asking about other men? This is not a show where men talk about other men because they worry about what the other man is doing, okay? But as we were saying, all you other guys out here, what's important in all of this that we're trying to explain to you is that you're not going to get the woman. So why waste your money taking her out to dinner, knowing that as soon as you get to dinner with her, you cannot hold a conversation with her. You cannot talk to the woman. You don't know how to make her smile. You don't know how to make her laugh. You don't make her blush or anything like that, okay? And what I'm saying is for you guys, then you get upset and you get mad when you don't get your way. Because if you listen to what he's saying is that you're a free male because you were the one to offer to pay because you actually thought that you were the one that was going to have sex with her or you were going to use the meal to get sex, gentlemen. You see what I'm saying? You were trying to use the meal to do it. And then when she's saying, I'm dealing with my ex, well then, hey, listen, you want to tell you something? They deal with their exes with us. You know how they do it? Are you busy? Can I see you? I just want to feel you. I want to touch you. I just want you inside of me, and I want to get the world out of my head. When they're dealing with tough days at work, you know what? I'm stressing right now, and the dildo's not going to do it. Wine is going to do it. Can you come over and see me? They stress at their job. There are times where they have meetings they have to go to. You know, I'm stressing on my meeting. Can we see each other at lunchtime? Can we meet up at lunchtime or something like that? So what I'm saying to you guys, the thing about women is that it's hard for you guys to understand that women are more alpha and more go-get now, and y'all can't accept that they have other partners or you can't accept that they're seeing other guys. Matter of fact, Ty, can I play you a clip real quick or something? Can I play you a clip?
Because
it's going to tie into what I did. I did a reaction video to this, but Ty, I want you to see it because I think people don't understand. And women, I feel like women are not grime or anything, but this is like some real stuff that's happening that people just have to accept. Let me grab, boy, it's under my downloads. Let me grab that. But this is something that is hard to swallow, Ty. A lot of guys cannot swallow what I'm about to play because they want women to be what they want them to be versus what women actually are. They ain't just got no time. They don't have time for the games and stuff. Let me see if I can grab it. Hold on. Where is it at? Oh, wait, I got to grab this. But Ty, anything that you want to say while I'm looking for it? I got to find it real quick.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Just to bring it back to speed, you know, on the once we get right into the topic about, you know, yes, building that roster with a standard.
Yes. Yeah, all right. So hold on, let me see. I'm close. Hold on. Nah, I know where I put it at. I know it's probably under my Madden folder. I put it under my Madden folder. All right, guys. Let me
gaming folder.
Yeah, I probably put it under my gaming folder. And yep, I got it under my gaming. Here we go. Oh, here it is, under my gaming folder. Here we go, guys. It's gonna be shocking. Be warned.
We on Windows 10.
Yeah, here we are.
I just wanted to say that this is a f-ing lie. I have homegirls that sleep with other niggas but love the f-ing out of their nigga, and their niggas have nothing to offer. I mean, they're short. They have no money. They don't know how to throw the wood, all of that. And they love them unconditionally. And have stepped out with no emotional attachment.
Mm-hmm.
I need y'all niggas to realize that women have evolved. We know how to have sex with no emotional attachment. Maybe not me, I can't speak for me.
Well, anyway, never heard it. But anyway, Ty, let's get to this. But see what I'm saying, Ty? So they can't they can't accept that women are more liberated, and they're doing it. So how can you be mad at her for what she actually is? Because you didn't care about that when you first met her. But Ty would say you love her.
Just like you said, you didn't care about when you first met her. But now what guys do is they're used to loving something based on their ownership of it, or they feel the need to control it. And then when you only can get to that point when I'm not taking on dinner, but also can't lead to what I want. Sex, what do I do? I'm inexperienced. Well, you learn to what I could call is create a blueprint. What happens from step one, from when you even see her outside, to when you get to that sex, and it's consistent no matter who the girl is. It could be, you know, whatever it is your blueprint or plan is how you build up and how you step by step get to that.
Yes, sir.
Because you have to plan. You can plan towards it. You know what I'm saying? Even if you spontaneously let each interaction create its own chemistry, you still can know your blueprint, your plan to get to that.
Right, but
so, you know, one-on-one coaching is definitely up for that.
But you just got to learn game. Again, the thing about y'all guys, y'all ask how can I, you choose not to do it because it's learning game. And when Ty comes back, we'll start talking about the roster. But as I said before, for you guys out here, you might as well just get it out of the way. Because here's the thing that you guys miss, the biggest thing that 98% of you guys miss in this whole thing is that she already knows what she's going to do with you as soon as you open your mouth. She already knows what you are, but she's smart enough to lead you where she wants you to go. And that is not the bedroom. But if you choose to take her out, that's your call. If you choose to buy her dinners, that's call, your call. So you can't get mad at her because, listen, they're not stupid. They know that you guys are just horny, desperate, needy. And they know they don't want to be with most of you guys because a lot of you guys judge women. You put business out on the street. You want to talk about them. So these women are saying, you know what? No. I don't need a guy like you. I need someone that's going to be quiet on the back end. Someone that is, you know, like keep this, Ty. Somebody when she's on Instagram or Facebook and she's talking to other guys or liking their pics and they're having conversations, she doesn't need someone, well, who's that guy and why are you talking to him? She doesn't need that guy. She needs a guy that's just going to sit back and be like, cool. Hey, y'all can have all the fun you want with her on the front end. Talk to him. Have a good
secure.
Time. Yeah.
Right. Secure in his position.
Secure. Yes.
Secure in her relationship to him.
Yes.
And secure in how he has her.
Yes.
And what guys don't realize is, like I said, I had this call yesterday because I called one of my boys, Primetime Hitler, you know what I'm saying? He'd be doing his thing with the women. And he got this saying that he says, pay the fee to lay with me. And, you know, metaphorically speaking, I took the pay the fee. And it was like, yo, I said, well, explain this to the viewers. They need to understand the whole other side of the game. Because guys, a lot of the time, y'all are stuck on the how do I get her? Or how do I get the fuck? How do I do this? How do I do that? So you're still on the side of getting women and dealing with women. On the other end of the side, it's how you deal with them when you have them, how you manage women, how you manage the relationships with you, and how she manages her relationship with you, what she does to stay around. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. See, there's even a guy who can have a woman and do what he's doing to stay around. So it's not even his dynamic of it isn't even how it's supposed to be from my standpoint.
Right.
And I said it to say, when we get to the pay the fee thing, that is her showing her due diligence to you, her loyalty to you, her devotion is the key word, devotion to you. And it's not just a financial thing or money. It is when she cleans your house. Listen, women will start to pick up things for you. Hey, I noticed that, you know, this was missing in your house. So, excuse me, I went out and bought this for you. Or I thought this shirt would look so great on you.
Yes,
so I brought it in.
Smell.
And I knew it was just size and you don't really have clothes in that color. So I just like they start really showing how they care about you and what they're willing to do to stay in your life. And that is paying the fee. And dudes don't even have a fee. They don't even have a standard. And you know, like the point we're about to make here is that this the other side of the game. What they do for your dick, your time, and your attention, not what you're doing to get her to like you.
Yes. Yes. And so, Ty, like, when I started in the game at 9. So when I started to get all this down at 15, I had to come up with a plan, and it was part of my assignment that I had to do with my mentor was, see, I had to create what I call an end game, even as a single man. I had to create what I'm about to show you, and we'll break it all down. I got numbers this time on top of this. So I had to break it down, even though I'm single, so that I'm always prepared. I'm always prepared. So it's going to start with me, and it's going to end in the fatherhood, okay? One thing I was taught, and one thing, Tom, sure, we both teach you is safe sex, don't have any kids. Have them later if she's worth your last name and your ring. But as I'll show you, this is the blueprint that I have always been using. And again, Ty, this is a crazy thing. People think it's crazy. People think I'm crazy when I tell them I don't have problems. I don't have arguments with people. I don't have issues with people. I will.
Oh, nah.
It just doesn't happen. And they think we're crazy when we say that. They're like, no, you got no.
Not so smart. I'm like, yo, I've had a bad day in years.
I can't even be like, exactly. So let me go ahead and pull this up, and we'll go through it, and I'll explain it through what I have right here. So let's go ahead and look at it. Okay, so here you go, and I'll stop, but here you go. So it's set up in seven modules. So we'll go through every module, and Ty and I will talk about the module if you got questions and all this other stuff. But it's seven modules. So module number one, Ty, is what I think is the most important of them all, is the conversation you have with yourself to begin to create not expectations for the woman. It's expectations of yourself, expectations of there are going to be times where you're going to meet a woman that has 9 perfect things about her, but she might have that one thing that is so fucked up that you can't let it slide, and you must be able to sacrifice. You cannot sit around and say, well, she's got 9 good things, but yet she smacks me in the face, or she's got 9 good things going, and she's running around with something, you know, all this other stuff. So the first these conversations you got to have yourself, Ty, the part with you is, you got to be able to be it's not high tolerance. It's not low tolerance. No tolerance whatsoever with yourself, meaning that no matter how beautiful she is, no matter how sexy her body looks, that you have to be willing to let her go for the betterment of your kingdom, Ty. What say you, my brother?
You know what, Steve? I love being in a space where I'm with somebody that gets that and understands that, right? Because in a smaller example, you know what I'm saying? Let's say I go on these e-dates and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
And, you know, any guy with two eyes and half a brain will know that, you know, you could tell a woman what you want to hear, get what you want. And then in these scenarios, that if it's online on a screen, you will get eliminated if the other contestants are creating a better persona or, you know, appearance. And like I said, it's all just entertainment at the end of the day. But because I have a no-tolerance standard with my integrity, death before dishonor, I don't give a fuck what I lose. And mind you, it was $10,000 on the prize line. It was, you know, a big celebrity woman. And a lot of guys looked at it, oh, you sold. You fucked up your chance. You fucked up your opportunity. It depends on which way you're looking at it from. If I'm looking at it from I wanted her to pick me and I wanted to be chosen, then yes, I sold. But if I'm looking at it, I didn't sell my morals. I stood on what I said I stand on, and I'm a man of my word, and I create a standard, and I hold that through my actions, not just my words, then I didn't sell nothing. I won, and I gained my ultimate prize, which is myself, my word to myself, my relationship with myself. So like when you say, not high tolerance, low tolerance, but no tolerance, even with this content shit. And then when I go on these things, I think bigger and I think ahead, that when guys see me uphold my honor and uphold my dignity, no matter what the prize is on the line, I don't have a price. This is non-negotiable. There's no, I stand on it. And it is what it is, no matter what the consequence of that action is. And I stand on that as a man.
Right. And as we say for you guys, what we're saying is, this is not about other men. This is not about other men in their situations. It's not what you think the world is, and you think women are this and women are that. Number one slot is the powwow that you have with yourself, that you are going to love and honor yourself first, and you are going to put yourself first above all things, even if you want that woman as bad as you want her. You have got to have enough strength, mental strength, to be able to let her go and dismiss her. Okay, that's the first thing. You've got to make sure that, number one, it's about you, okay? So I just want to show you.
Right.
Number one.
And guys, ultimately, like I said, like it's that, you know, you guys are seeing a bigger picture. Obviously, this is light tone things, entertainment, enjoying it, so just internet videos and all that. But the bigger picture is that you can start to see and understand life differently on another level of sense of self. Mm-hmm. For example, like I said, depending on your level of perspective, you might have seen it as a loss or a missed opportunity.
Right.
And when I look at the same situation and say, well, why are guys positioning and orienting themselves that it's not her loss or her missed opportunity?
Right.
Why is the assumption and expectation that I'm supposed to have this pick-me energy? I'm supposed to put her first and follow after her. So I go up there and I always change these dynamics. I don't care what the show is, the Pineapple Show, the E-Day Show.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Melly Monaco. I don't care what the show is. I don't go up there and try to win or be proven. I go up there and have a conversation with a normal human being.
There you go.
I don't flaunt what I do. I flaunt who I am. Mm. And I stand on who I am.
Yeah.
And I do this for the bigger picture, just to show guys.
Mm.
I am me. And she gonna like it. And if she likes it, she likes it. If she doesn't, she doesn't. It doesn't make a difference.
So then what's important, we move to number two, okay? And number two, gentlemen, is simply asking yourself, what is meeting and dating to me? What not only, now this is very important, guys, get your crayons out. It's not just what is meeting dating to me, but what are the expectations that you hold for meeting and dating, meaning that now you're in the part of meeting and dating that if she doesn't meet the requirements, Ty, I've always did this on 15. I do this thing called fall back. So if you and I are not going to work out, we can fall back to just smashing. I will always give her that last out to say, listen, we'll never be in a relationship, but if you just want to use me for sex, we can't, we'll fall back. But the only thing I'm asking you guys out there, because a lot of you guys don't think this deep. What is meeting a woman and dating a woman to you, but what is the criteria and the expectation that you hold for that woman to even begin to date that woman? Ty, what say you, my brother?
Just like you said, when you begin to value yourself, all of these things come
beautiful.
Almost as a reaction, almost as an instinct.
Yes.
Because what you do is you start to guard your peace, your state of being. You start to guard your time. You start to guard your attention.
Yes.
You start to guard anything that involves you.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so quickly, it is so easy to see when something doesn't fit in your standard or in something that benefits you when you have a standard.
Yes.
For example, is a popular content creator, you know, everybody loves now, called, you know, Duke Dennis. And one thing he says is, you know, mind you, this is his standard. Everybody's different. And, you know, he likes it when a woman shows some level of interest. I'm liking what's liking me kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? And he stands on that. And a guy like me, I may say, I want to hunt. I'm going to hunt. So I'm going to shoot myself first. I'm going to do this or do that. But what guys don't understand is more than the personal preference is the fact that we have a standard that we stand on. Like I said, like you said, when it comes to meeting and dating women. And that is because of how we look at ourselves. Your relationship with yourself will decide everything else. The world is coming from the inside out, not the outside in.
Yes.
And you are not a product of your environment until you are a product of your environment until your environment becomes a product of you, or until you reach a level of yourself to where you can start influencing things around you rather than conforming and compromising to suit them.
Yes. Real quick, S.E. Phillip, you're going to have to give more detail. What baggage are you talking about? Because this can be very detrimental to you, because it sounds like you just scraped the bottom of the barrel and you mess with women with baggage. But we don't know. We got to be more specific. What kind of baggage are you talking about? So let us know, and we'll be happy to answer that question, but we're going to continue. But the thing is, Ty, what makes what I learned at 15 so beautiful about this was because it was always about me. I never focused on the woman. I never focused on the body. I saw the body like the average guy. But after I see the body, thus, then, Ty, like I've always said before, this is where, again, part of the mindset of the number one thing that has to do his work for you, for your kingdom, Ty, and I pull this up, and that is your detective. It is at this point, his job is not to look at her body. His job is not to look at her her lips and all that other stuff and all that lies that she cake on. His job is to get to the bottom of the bowl, the bottom of the barrel, to find out the who, the whys, and the whats. See, this is what separates men from you surface dwellers. You surface dwellers don't care about the who's, the whys, and the whats. All you care about are the curves on the outside. But because I am who I am, with Ty is who he is, we don't have a lot to lose, but we're not going to bring anybody in that is disruptive to what we've created, Ty. What say you, my brother?
Not at all. And the funny part is this is where, on the surface, most men disconnect when dealing with that woman. So if me and another guy are dealing with the woman, you know, saying that I'm one with my detective, or I have this sense of self to where I can vet her or kind of like give her a challenge. Women tend to look at this as a challenge. Oh, he's giving me a challenge. I have to actually be something to him. I have to actually, you know, be more than just pretty and have a nice body. And they've never been challenged by, most women are not used to being challenged by a man outside of their insecurities.
Yes.
They're never used to being challenged by a man. And when I use the word challenged, I mean pushed. I mean called for more. That's what I'm saying. So pushed to be more by a man. They're only required to do so. They're so used to being enough based on how they look physically.
Yes.
Based on what, how they could finesse men and just whatever the case may be. Honestly, that's just enough for the average man.
Yes.
But when they deal with a man like us, and it'd be like, okay, you're bad, you're pretty, that's nice. But what's behind the smile? What's between your ears?
Yeah.
Let me look. What's the value to you of your top half and not just your bottom half? What do I gain from your time around you? I could be doing anything else in the world. Why am I going to spend it with you? Right. And then oftentimes, like I said, guys, this is where the average guy separates himself, because if you're just trying to fuck, you don't do these kind of things.
Nope.
You will snatch and take the pussy at the slightest convenience. No vetting her, no judging. So now I seen a meme that went around, and women were like, why do guys try to link so fast? What if I was a thief? What if I was a murderer? What if I was, you know what I'm saying? And guys don't check. Guys don't care. Man, as long as she got a pussy, that's all I need.
Right. Yeah, because my whole thing is my time is the one thing that I can never get back. You can never get time back. And I will not waste it on someone who is not worth my time. But see, Ty, this is what intrigues them. See, this is what draws them in.
This is where they get interested.
Right,
yes,
right.
They love
the challenge. See, where you guys don't care about your time because you have low self-worth like they do, then they're like they don't want to be with you.
Again, when you don't care about your time because you got low self-worth like lazy.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, we'll give a shout out to my dog, Anthony Dream Johnson, 21 Studios. Much love to my band. Guys, y'all make sure to check out the convention coming in October. But what I'm saying is that at the end of the day, Ty, that they cream over, like you said, the challenge, because it becomes her beginning to see. Think about this. When the guy sees the woman, like I always say, it's okay to want to have sex. But as soon as you're trying to figure out to pander and beg for it, she's in your head. She's running free space in your head. But guys, what do you think happens when we challenge her? Who do you think's renting space in her head? See, we rent space in her head for free. So because she's trying to figure out, why isn't my body enough to, enhance and draw him in and intoxicate him in? Why is it my lips and my curves? Because, wait, I got all these, remember this, guys. I got all these other guys, but why not him? Why can't I get this one? Why is this one playing? Like, I don't know what his game, what is he trying to do? Is he trying, what is his thing? What is he trying to do? What is Ty trying to do? What is Ty thinking? Why would Ty say that? And, you know, it's the key words. The name of the race, Ty. But with you, yes, with you guys, y'all don't get that because you fall with the rest of the guys that flood the market with nothing but dick. And that's the problem. But Ty, what say you, brother?
And just like that, guys, you guys trying to be mysterious or unpredictable or, you know, a lot of titles that guys throw around. But you don't really, you think we get that title because we're sneaking and hiding.
Yeah.
No. It's mysterious to her because the norm that she's running into is set by you guys. And we think on two different planets.
Yes.
So my actions are just normal to me, yes, but mysterious to her because she can't understand where I'm coming from. The average man is, like I said, especially if she's bad, mm-hmm, the average man, all compliments, basic conversation, cloud money, attention and status. And she's so used to playing and living in her world,
yes,
that when I am dealing with her, and it's a whole, listen, Steve, they don't understand the depth of this. Oh, and it's the fact that
it's beautiful.
I don't think guys will ever be able to understand it, even when we go deep on topics on videos.
Right.
You listen, y'all think that y'all be getting deep expressions from watching us in videos. Could you imagine being next to us?
Oh,
could you imagine knowing us every day?
Dude.
Being around us consistently?
Oh, man.
And not just that, but when it's directed towards you, when I get to know you specifically.
Yes.
And this is where I say, you know, I told the guys, you know, flirt without compliment. But guess what? When I give a woman a compliment, it can be so connected to the center of her core,
yes,
the center of who she is,
yes,
to herself.
Yes.
That compliment, listen, she will never forget. And then not only that, but it's nothing like the admiration you get from a woman when you correct her.
Yes.
When you,
yes,
check her on something that she needed to hear. Not from a place of, I'm an arrogant, egotistical-ass nigga, and you going to do what I say, but on some shit like she needed some game. Yo, yes, tighten up right there, because women find that attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not raising my voice, not putting my hands on her, and bitch, but telling her something that she needed to hear, because I'm a man with a standard. I'm a man with values. I'm a man with morals. I'm a man with, my bar is here, and I don't bring it down for anybody. I don't care how bad you are.
Yes.
And when she sees that, she says, you know what? Why have I never been with a man who had me set a bar? Why have I never been with a man who made me want to boss up or made, yes, me want to live up to be something?
Yes.
I've always been with men who made me feel great just by being beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or pretty or bad.
So what we say to you guys is that if she's not hitting your requirement just to go out with you, because remember, it's my time. Remember, it's, you're spending time with me. I'm not spending it with you. You're accompanying me. You're hanging with me. So if you're not worth it, I'm not going to waste it. I will dismiss you and throw you right back into the water and be fine with it. And what happens is when they meet someone like this, guys, it changes a little bit. Remember, perception, reality, gentlemen, okay? So if we give her a shift in her perception, it's going to be a shift in her reality, a shift in her thinking, a shift in how she moves. And if, when she makes that shift, this is the beautiful thing, gentlemen, about being a man. It is that she's finally going to be in unfamiliar territory. Right now, she controls the board because she controls you guys, and she controls the pieces. She controls you guys, but she also controls what you guys try to floss in her face. She controls your money. She controls, think about all the stuff that you're doing. Everything that you're doing is for the woman, and you don't even realize it. All your, and again, some of you guys may get clothes for yourself, but if you get it for yourself, then why floss it to her if it's actually for yourself? You should not have to try to floss or be somebody or something for someone if you actually are one with yourself. But because Ty and I are different in how we move, it forces her to shift her thinking because her mindset is stuck on average. her mindset knows the game, knows the board, knows the players, knows how to move, knows how to get what she wants, knows how to do everything she wants to do. But the one thing she doesn't know how to do is to know what to do around a man, Ty. What say you?
And just like that, it all starts with your sense of self.
Yes.
Because you have to have a relationship with yourself so strong that even no matter what woman you interact with, you uphold that.
Yes.
No matter how bad she is, how much status she got, how much money you got, how much money she got, mm-hmm. or how badly you want her, or how badly she's wanted. But for you to even stand on who it is that you are, and like I said, guys, we can really get into depth of why we're able to do this easily mm-hmm. without even changing. Listen, I got a UCLA Bruins shirt on.
I got my appeal shirt.
Right, just regular. I'm like, listen, I don't try to impress women because I know what I can use to impress them. Is what I wear a chain? Why would I use that when somebody else could just put it on too? So I know and leverage myself, my value, my sense of self,
right.
And I stand on that because even let's say I'm dealing with a woman who in her world and her perception, well, I love men. Who have this, I love men who have that, I love men who have this. But when she comes to my world and sees that we can value ourselves in a whole nother level, in a whole nother regard, intellectually, spiritually, through poise, through standard, through strategy, it's like I love watching her world change. She has to give up all the old shit that she's used to doing. And I would always call it, it's like she has to break out of her old habits that the other men have trained her to be in. Or which her life has taught her how to move.
Right. Yeah. And one thing we say to you guys now, before we keep going with this, I want to say this is not saying you have to get married. This is, see, the one thing that y'all don't understand about game, and this is why Ty, I, and men like us are so solid in what we are, these are foundations. See, we're not just looking at a today me. We're looking at a 5-year, 10-year, 20, 30, if there is that, and what you want to do to be prepared. See, most of you guys are not preparing yourselves for certain things, but I just want to make sure of being clear on this. Nobody is saying that you have to get married. This is the blueprint I had at 15, because in order to be a great student of the game, I had to understand what relationships were to me. And I had to understand what sacrifice is. I had to understand what dismissing women were about. I had to understand that there are going to be times where I'm going to even try to find loopholes in myself, but I cannot do that. I've got to make the sacrifice. I've got to let her go or fall back. See, that's the key to all this. The key to all this is we can never move forward unless you hit. And grades are like 100 between 190 usually A, 90 to 80 B, 80 to 70 a C usually in school.
Right.
So it's got to be at least a high C or in the C range. Because if she cannot hit in that range, we cannot go forward. We will always stay where we're at or fall back. We'll never go forward because I'm not going to give you the privilege of this part of me if you're not even worthy of that. Ty, what do you say before we move on to the next one?
I'm ready.
Okay, you're ready. All right, so let's move on to the next one. So, gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
So once we know what yourself is at number one, once you know what dating is for yourself at number two, now it's time to know what is a relationship to you at number three. Now, this is where y'all guys mess up to where we go right. Just because I know what a relationship is to me doesn't mean that I'm ready to have a relationship. And I am man enough and Ty is man enough and men are man enough to tell a woman who tries to position her body to say, you know what? I'm looking for a relationship, or I'm looking for a guy. No, I don't give a hell what the hell you looking for. It doesn't matter what you're looking for, because guess what? You got what you're looking for. I just don't want a relationship. But again, what I'm saying to you guys is, if you decide on getting in a relationship, I'm not saying you're going to get into one before I throw the tie, I'm saying to have it already prepared, already know this is the expectation, this is the standard, and what is she going to bring to show me that she's relationship worthy, Ty?
And I like how you differentiated even if you don't want one currently, right? Because let's say that's how I look at myself currently. I'm not looking for a relationship. I don't have the lifestyle to set up to be in one. So I don't sell women dreams and tell them that we're going to be in one, knowing that I can't. But even if I did, I already have the structure and blueprint of how I want it to be.
There it is.
Or even if I don't want one at this time in my life, I already know what I expect, so I don't settle in the woman I'm dealing with, which could potentially get to that next step. Even though I'm not in a position where I want to be in something serious like that yet. So a lot of guys, y'all have to do is y'all have to be 10 steps ahead of yourselves. Because how can your present moment actions lead up to your future destination if you don't know what that future destination is? Your actions are just random. You're just out here just doing shit randomly and just whatever happens. You don't have no structure. You don't have no path, no direction. So you're going anywhere. So even though I'm not looking for a heavy relationship, I guarantee you that if I didn't know what I wanted in a relationship, the amount of women I would be dealing with and the standard of woman I would be dealing with would be much lower without even considering what my standard for a relationship is. So a lot of you guys need to realize your future destination can impact your present. And when you don't have any future destination which you're leading towards, that's why your actions are random. That's why your actions have no structure. That's why you subside to present temptations, because you don't have long-term ambitions on your mind.
Gentlemen, listen, Ty hit the key word. What if you had it in place where you didn't have to settle? How many times have you guys settled for a woman, or you settled to put up with her bullshit? You settle to put up with her anger, her disrespect, her doing whatever she wants to do because you felt you wasn't good enough. When you don't settle, gentlemen, they will begin to settle for you. You don't have to settle for women. You are – guys, this is the thing y'all don't understand that nobody wants
to
do.
We need to expand on that, right?
Right, right.
You guys don't realize
you
when
prize.
You don't settle,
yes.
And then when you're willing to walk away from the table,
yes,
or dismiss her from the table – and say, you know what? I don't play them kind of games here. This is not how I deal with things here. Please go find a guy that will. She has two choices. Stay the same and leave or get cut off or get dismissed, or evolve and live up to the expectation that you set. And guys, this is why y'all deal with women. Y'all have to deal with the same shit over and over, because you're not willing to cut her off. You're not willing to dismiss her to not settle. She might be the baddest chick you ever had. The only chick you ever had. This is where I always see these cases and examples.
Yeah.
She might be the only chick you ever had, the baddest chick you ever had, or you just don't get women in general. So when you get her, you're trying to hold on to her like a precious golden egg.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that case, all everything you do from here on out, you're playing safe. You're playing carefully. So you're going to settle. But do you know what could happen if you didn't settle and you said, you know what, because you ain't giving me what I want, I'm going to keep looking for it. I'm going to go get it somewhere else. You enjoy your life. I'm not telling you to change. I'm telling you, you're not for me. And you don't meet what I want from out of a woman. And that's fine. There's no disrespect. Right. But I say that to say, 9 times out of 10, when she fucks with you enough and she's devoted to you and she admires you and respects you as a man,
yes,
that's when she says, oh, he's challenging me.
Yes.
I have to be more.
Yes.
Oh, wow. And you know, it's the sad part, guys, and for any women that may be listening to this, you may have a lot of toxic habits. You may have a lot of things in your behavior, which everyone around you has been yes men or yes women.
Yes.
Oh, yes, girl, you're fine. No, you're perfect as you are. Oh, girl, you know, it's cool. It's telling you what you want to hear. So you never can evolve or reach that next level without getting that tough love, that authentic love, that reality being hit with you with a good intention. Like I said, yes, my intention is not to destroy her and make her feel like shit.
Right, right, right.
My intention is to evolve her.
Yes.
Because that's what I do to things in my environment and around me.
Yes.
And if she's not willing to do that, then hey, she might be better off somewhere else.
Yes.
And then like I said, guys, this actually benefits the woman and it benefits you. If you lose her, then so be it. Because why would you want someone around you who's not willing to grow?
Okay, let me give you all an example of what settling is. If y'all want to see what settling is, this is a prime example of why y'all lose with women. why y'all have no, why women can say whatever they want and they know you're not going anywhere. They know because this is, now this is a person that has low self-worth. He has low self-esteem. You can tell he's got insecurities and he's not being a man. So let's look at this. The woman says she's single but in a situation. Upfront told me that if she wasn't in a situation, she would give me play. Now listen, watch this. Is she leading me on for attention, or is her head, or is it in her head about trusting me not to judge?
See, oh, Steve, just so you know, the number thing not up there. So.
Oh, the number thing. I'm sorry. Let me pop that in.
Yeah,
guys, let me get the numbers up. Sorry, guys. Y'all want to call in the numbers up, but yeah. So here lies the issue and the problem. The problem isn't in the last, your question. The problem is that, see, this is the same thing about that video we showed you early on. She's already telling you the truth, and yet you cannot accept it for what it actually is. She's saying F off. She's saying it in a kind way, but see, because you're in your feminine, you're trying to decipher the truth. She doesn't want you. She's not interested in you. So what she's doing is she's letting you down gently, but yet you are trying to look for a loophole or some way to get her. And then you're going to be that same guy in that video, Ty, that's complaining that, see, she lied to me. She wasn't real. See that, Ty? What say you, my brother?
I mean, and like, this is a perfect example of how, like I said, we can see or smell how you, your perspective on these things, just how you word these sentences. Says she's single, but in a situation, upfront told me if she wasn't in the situation, she would give me play. Why? So she's telling you, which she will give you.
Oh, my God.
Rather than you telling her what you want, if she can give it to you or not, that decides what's going to happen from this point on.
Yes.
See, his whole perspective or positioning and understanding of the situation shows how he values himself.
Yes.
So I would never be in a situation where I'm waiting for it. So wait, what do I do now? I'm waiting for a crumb to fall on the table. Is she leading me on, or is she in her head about trusting me not to judge? Like, what is she doing?
Yeah.
Is she flying or not?
Right.
Is she going or not?
Mm-hmm.
If not, so be it. Then keep going, bro. Don't think twice. Don't get on your knees and ponder, because she's in your head rent free right now. She told you what it is. She told you what it wasn't. And now you're stuck with the leftovers. She's the man in the situation.
Of course, she's the man. This is how it go, Ty.
You know what? I'm not interested in you. I don't want a relationship with you. And you know what? I don't even know if I want to be with you. And it is.
Well, excuse me, but, you know, I just want to let you know that I really cherish you, and I understand. I'll wait. Just give me your crumbs. I'll wait for you because you're so precious to me. And this is
why, Ty, and this is why guys like that lose, because that's how he is, dog. He's sitting there waiting for her. She's the man in the relationship. He's sitting there waiting like the chick out the window for some crumbs, and he's trying to decipher it. So let me ask the question right here. Yeah, y'all want to call? You got the number. Here's the next one, Ty. Here's the next one. So when talking about dismissing a woman, I tell her straight up, Terry, I don't understand about you guys, you males.
If you go to who?
Well, no, he's saying that instead of telling her like a man, can I just walk away and ghost her? Guys, why?
No call, no show ass nigga. avoid confrontation ass nigga. Oh my God.
It's like that, yeah. You're scared.
So that's like saying, if I'm doing, like, let's say I'm doing something illegal, the cop just drives away.
Yeah.
Rather than lay the law down.
Yeah.
You're trying to drive away and just, I didn't do something illegal. That's what you're doing in this situation. No, because guess what you could do? You could lay the law down and she could follow it. She could change. She could be different. This is the thing, guys. I don't even blame or get mad at the women when they do things certain kind of ways, because that's what other men have, A, allowed them to do,
expect,
or B, they have allowed themselves to do. So they may not be used to a man with a standard, a man who wants more out of her than just her body or her pussy. She never had a man value her more than just her body. Yeah. So when she's dealing with a man like that, a lot of things are going to change. And that reason you may be ghosting her may be one of the things that where she can be made aware of and then improve and change and evolve on. But you're not man enough to set the bar or set the standard or speak your mind directly.
Right. How would you like to go to your job and they just won't open the doors for you? Because they ghosted you. You know what I mean? They're like, I can't get in. Oh, no, we ghosted you. No, no, you wouldn't like that, would you? See, a man stands on stuff. But anyway, let's get to it. So, again, so I know what a relationship is to me. Ty knows. And I'm saying at 15, that was what I figured out. Okay, I know what a relationship is. Not that I want to have one, but like Ty said, I always want to be prepared so I never submit to the woman. All these things are making sure that my warrior can protect the land, protect the kingdom, and all these other things, because I've already created it, scribed it, marketed it, and I've passed it on to the Senate, and now it is a law. So I know.
Right. So guys, just so guys understand, this is what Steve in specific, and you know, for this is because this is a specific model. This is what he's standing on.
Yes.
So when he's faced with a circumstance or a situation where it's either shift or stand. This is what he stands on. This is why he stands firm.
Period.
But y'all don't have the foundation. Y'all don't have the blueprint.
Yes.
Y'all don't have the clarity to know. See, y'all like to think. And this is why y'all become wishy-washy in these situations. This is why y'all fold. This is why y'all change. This is why y'all, it doesn't matter yet. Because y'all not standing on something, so it doesn't matter if you move.
Right. And what's good about this show today, guys, because some of you guys are either living with women right now, or some of you are in relationships right now, some of you are dating. Every guy listening is in a situation, and some of you guys are in bad situations, but we're trying to show you preventative maintenance, okay? It's a key thing, preventative maintenance, so when this happens, you know how to handle it, because if she's not relationship material, let's go to the thing. Gentlemen, this is how beautiful it is that's created here. Let me find it. If she's not relationship material in number three, then we fall back to number two, go back to dating. Or we can just fall back to just smashing, or we can just get rid of her. But this is the beautiful thing about this, Ty, is that it gives the man options. Oh, you had something to say, T?
I was just showing
the other thing before, right. But I'll pop the number up, yeah. So, but hey, guys, the number's at the bottom, too.
I just know y'all can call in.
Yeah,
563-999-3056,
yes. Yeah, and I'll put the number in the other banner as well as I'm talking. But what we're saying is we're giving the you guys options. See, the one thing that will mess the woman up is a man that knows what he's doing. Most women know that most of you guys don't know what you're doing. And most of them know that you're caught into the beauty versus the standard that you must have that makes you beautiful, that makes her force herself to change her habits, her mindset, and who she is to get with your program, ride with you. And I know, guys, I know for a lot of you guys are saying, well, what does this got to do with anything? It's going to get you sex. It's going to get you, see, it's going to get you the thing that you want, that you're trying to get, that you're not even getting because you don't have anything to get with it. This is what makes them turned on. This is what gets them tingly. This is what gets them excited because finally there is somebody out there that is different. He's not just letting me in on GP. He's making me actually work. And who the F does he think he is? But they can't stop thinking about him. Ty, what say you, brother?
And for real, this is like you said, Steve, it's not just even sex. It's the difference between well, she'll let you fuck versus she wanted to fuck you.
Oh, yes.
She wanted to just she wanted to fuck you. She wanted you. And a lot of y'all guys are just trying to fight for the crumbs or the acceptance of, okay, finally, yes, you can have me. But y'all don't know what it's like when she's like trying to give herself to you with trying to bless you, trying to like, okay, because it comes with everything else. It doesn't just come with, Oh, the sex of the pussy, this is where she starts to show her devotion to you and her appreciation for you as a man.
Yes, absolutely. So, guys, again, we're going to get to the next one. I'm downloading the number so we can put it up while we're talking. But Gentlemen, if you have a question, put a Q in there. Guys, y'all can call in. Y'all have the number to call in. But this is going to help every guy out there. Even if you're in a relationship now, this is going to help you. If you're living with a woman right now or you're about to move in with a woman right now, you don't know what to do because maybe your dad wasn't around to show you. What I'm showing you is a foolproof. It can't go wrong. And let me tell you why it can't go wrong. Because I'm living the life. I'm the example. Ty is the example. So what we're showing you is that this is why we win, because we uphold women to a higher standard than that of a surface-dwelling male. So if we hold them to a higher standard, they're not prepared for the higher standard. They think they can just get away with putting a little bit of makeup, something tight on, and then they can get whatever they want. That's why they're willing to give, because they're not getting. Ty, what do you want to say before I go to the next one?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready, all right, man.
You ready for the next one?
I'm killing it.
All right, let's get it to the next one. Now,
right
guys,
to it.
Yeah, guys, let me pop the number up real quick. Give me a second. I'll pop the number up as we're talking. So here we go.
Yeah,
it's at the bottom, but I'm going to pop it up at the top as well while we're talking. So let me grab it right here. It's loading up. Okay, there it is. Now it's there. Okay, they got the number at the top. So, guys, so let's get to the next portion. The next portion is moving in together. Now, this is very important, guys. There's two important things when you move in with a woman. Now, this is not for you to play house. This is not for you to have unprotected sex and all this other stuff. The only way you should move in with a woman is if you think she has some qualifications, not all the way, but qualifications to going towards your name. Other than that, you should never, ever play house with a woman. Have her house, have yours. Don't let her move your stuff in or anything like that. None of that stuff. But also, I've got to tell these guys, always remember also, before you move them in, I told them about the junk box. I've got to mention the junk box. Guys, make sure you have the junk box in and during the relationship or the dating time. Make sure you have the junk box, the lost and found, because if you have women coming over, they're always going to leave stuff over your house. So just collect it all. Put it in your junk box in the front. So when every woman walks in, they'll see that she ain't the only woman. And there's a junk box of other stuff. So just remember that. But anyway, let's get into the move in together. Now, remember, guys, we're not telling you to move women in, but this is to prepare you so you don't move a woman in for the wrong reason. Okay? Don't do it for the wrong reason. A lot of you guys are moving in with women, or you let women slowly get their claws in by leaving stuff or setting up their perfumes and their shampoos in your bathroom, putting their toothbrush next to yours as if she's living there. She does not get a key to your place. Now, yeah, again, I'm going to say one more time, Ty, before I throw it to you, then I'll get to the next part.
Right,
Is that,
yeah, is that part of that qualifications towards your
yes,
name part?
Yeah, this is very important. Never live with a woman unless you see things in her that she can go towards your name. Don't live with her for any other reason. Listen, do not move her in because she's threatening to leave you. Do not move her in because you feel that, oh my God, this is the only piece of ass I'm getting, so let me just hold it down and lock her down. Do not do it. But before I continue, Ty, what say you on that part right there, brother?
Right. The problem and issue here is that a lot of guys will use this as a means to save themselves in their relationship with the woman. So personally, it never even came to my mind to move in with a woman or have a woman move in with me. Mm-hmm. That's because, like you said, though, it's for me to even get there, for a woman to even get to that point, she would be on some level of, I'm looking at her as a future mother of my children.
Yes.
Or if you know what I'm saying? So yes. Once she has to reach that point before I even look at that art, like you can move in and stuff like that. So this, again, guys, comes from the standard that you have set. And like Steve, if you could bring up the 1-7 again.
Yes, sir.
You guys don't realize this. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the 7 actually changes the actions that happen in the 2. And the 1 changes the action that happens in the 7.
Yes.
See, it's not even in chronological order from my understanding, because all that conversation he had with himself got him to the 7, and now every other step between the 1 and the 7 was set by the beginning and the end goal.
Yes, yes.
So when he's talking to a woman, dealing with her, messing with her, even on the move into, seven is already in mind. Even when he's on number two, number three, seven is still in mind.
Yes.
That end goal is always impacting the present.
Yeah, absolutely. God damn. Yeah, absolutely. This is why I tie a bad motherfucker. And okay, but let's continue this. Now, guys, this is very important. So if you decide to move her in, all right, again, I'm not saying to move her in. If you decide to move her in, we got to have a powwow. Okay? This is the soft opening of proving to me that you are worth my name and my ring. This is a soft opening. We're going to have a – because, listen, there's – now, listen, hold on. And I forgot to mention something. And that's something that's very important. Between 1 and 2, 2 and 3, 3 and 4, 4 and 5, 5 and 6 and 5 and 7 that I left out. Before we move to any number – you and I are going to sit down and we're going to have a powwow of expectations for the next level. Because here's the beautiful thing, guys. You don't need to argue with them. Like, hey, if they want to fight you on things, oh, we just fall back. Hey, listen, I'm not going to fight with you because you're trying to get my – see, remember, guys, she's going after your last name and your ring, which means that she's got to – bend to your will, not hers. That's where y'all get everything twisted. So when you're moving her in, it's the powwow. This is how it's going to go down. You better not, I don't want no, hey, all your little fake little friends that want to smash you and sleep with you, they get rid of them. Now, wait. Now, listen, guys. Now, she doesn't have to, okay? Now, listen. All you're telling her is the criteria to live with you. This is not forcing her to change because we don't want to force her to change. We're just saying if you want the keys to my kingdom, this is the criteria, and you must have that criteria. And if you guys don't want other guys around, that's got to be the criteria. If you don't want her to hang out with those little nosy-ass, gossipy friends of theirs, that's the criteria. That's part one. So remember, the criteria must be set before you get the keys. We're going to sit down. We're going to have a powwow. Not about the criteria, but wait, I'm going to do one thing at a time. But Ty, what say you about the criteria before I move to the next thing?
What I want to emphasize from this is that it's important that this is stated clearly. It's almost like, you know, you go into a contract with anything. They give you the terms and conditions. You don't just sign your name and skip through it, you know, which most of us do in situations, but... And on this level, it is serious. It's who you're going to be spending your time with. It's who potentially will have your last name, raise your children.
Yes.
This is important.
Yes.
So what I like about this step is that it's making it clear. It's announcing it. It's no guessing. It's no, well, I didn't know. No. I'm making it clear what I expect. I'm making it clear what I want, what I don't want, what I will tolerate, what I will manage, and how we're going to go from here on out. A very strategic and calculated man. Things don't just happen and fall out of the sky here.
Yeah.
We move 10, 15, 20 steps ahead of us. So if you're not the person who is going to do that, we're going to figure that out right now so that we can fall back to whatever level we're staying on, which is could be just fucking, could be just, you know, whatever the case may be. And I can continue to search for a proper person to leave my legacy with.
And listen, there is no sleep on the couch. There is no... arguing, listen, we may have disagreements and we'll talk it through, but there will be no disrespect. There cannot be, because if there's disrespect, you're gone. And gentlemen, this is how serious this is. She's going towards one of the highest honors, one of two high honors you can give her. And that is your name and your kids. So you got to be serious about this. This is not fun and games that we're just going to hang out and play house and all this. This is saying,
just fuck it. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. This is straight. Listen, this is what it's about. Look, these are the expectations. I expect you to cook. I expect you to clean. I expect you to vacuum. I expect all these things. These are the expectations. And here's the beautiful thing, gentlemen. Let her say no. If she says no, we're not arguing. We're just going to fall back. So when you ask me why we're not doing this, is because when I gave you the opportunity, you didn't want to listen. You wanted to tell, you wanted to fight. You, I'm not cleaning and I'm not doing it. Okay, well then you're not worthy enough to be in my house. See, that's it. See, guys, this is why we never have problems with women, because we're keeping it a buck with them, 1,000. So, which gets to the next point. Let's talk about finances. Let's talk about finance. Now, guys, I know this is going to sound crazy, but please hear me out by what I'm saying, okay? What I want you to do with her, if she gets into the house and you give her some keys, next thing I want you to do is I want you to go to a bank and get a joint bank account. Now, hold on. Time out, guys. Don't fall away. Dojo, guys. Everybody, wait. Stop. Listen. There's a reason. Follow me. Don't fall out, guys. Listen. 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 Don't fall out. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you why you want to get a joint bank account. Because her money is her money. Your money is your money. The reason why you get a joint bank account, because if the bills mean rent, entertainment, food, and water equal $2,000, she's going to put $1,000 in that joint bank account. You're going to put $1,000 in that joint bank account. Your money is yours. You are not buying her. You're not paying for her leave. You're not paying for any bills. You're not. Listen to me, guys. The account is just for bills. So if things don't work out, we can amicably just drop the thing and go, it's only for bills. Because here's the thing. You're not my responsibility in this moment. We're just living together. That doesn't mean I'm taking on your debt, because we're going to talk about that in a second, Ty. Well, I'm not taking on your problems, and if you can't have enough gas in your car and all that other stuff, you better find the gas, because I'm not giving you any money. The money we put in that joint bank account is going to cover our entertainment, food, electricity, cable, and rent. Yeah, the essentials. That's all it's for, gentlemen. So I want y'all to freak out, because I don't want
the junk bank account. Like, touching the bread basket.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Go ahead.
To allocate what y'all agree on and how y'all splitting the bills. Or, you know,
right.
Because even okay, you know, that makes sense to me, because a lot of guys might just jump in the full on I'm taking care of her move.
Yes. All right, wait, hold on. Let's bring in this call real quick before we continue. 769. What's your question, sir?
Yeah,
can you turn it down? No. Okay, well, call back, brother. Call back. You got to call back. Please call back and please turn it down. Okay, so what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. Listen to me. This is how important it is. Your money is your money. That means I don't care if you are on the side of the street. I will call AAA for you. I have an expectation. You better be your best accountant, because when you and I are having this powwow, my accountant in my mind is sitting right there. I don't need to look at the books yet, because we haven't got engaged yet. But I'm telling you right now, my accountant is looking at my books and saying, we're not going to give her a cent. All we're doing is
we're going to split this.
Whisper in your ear. Right. He's like, Ty, make sure you tell her we're not going to give her your money. Tell her, Ty. You know what I mean? No. Now listen. There's got to be an agreement on this. Listen, guys, listen. She's got to agree. If she doesn't agree, it's cool. We just fall back. This isn't for us. Because, see, I'm giving you the reasons why. I'm not just saying we're going to do it. As a man, I'm telling you, this is why we're going to have this joint, because that joint is just for bills. We're not putting our money together. Don't get that twisted. It's just that I'm going to get my half in that account. You'll get your half in that account, and then it will get paid through that account. So that means we have separated our finances, because we're still clear finance. That means we're not putting this stuff together. I'm still keeping a distance, but we're going to take care of business. But it's also, guys, it's always going to show me how she handles money. See, there's depth in all this stuff. I need to know how she handles her money, because I am not, I guess when we get to the gauge part, you'll see the phone back. I'm not taking on debt. I will not do that. Mm-mm. Nope.
We're going to tell
you. No, we're going to get credit. You ain't fucking my credit up. No. I'm serious. So, but guys, remember, I'm saying this. I did this at 15. I had it all planned out. This is why I don't have problems, because everything is already in order, okay? So, Ty, what would you want to say about that, Tilly, before we continue?
what I respect most about this is that if you don't have this structure, you're going to settle in so many ways. Like you said, you can use it to even test how she manages her money. See,
yes.
And guys, this is where a vetting process is,
yes,
layered and multifaceted. It's not just, okay, she bad, I like her, we've known each other for 3 months, 6 months, we've moved in, we love each other. But you don't realize what the cost of that is and how much that cost is worth to you and how you can set up, you know, plans,
yes,
to work around potential bullshit. And when that potential bullshit is shown, and it's not like it's a trap for her, but it will be exposed and it's a test for her. And again, if a man never set this standard or this quality for her, she will continue the same bad habits and bullshit that she had. Because,
yeah,
I didn't get this far being a willy-nilly, whatever the fuck happens, procrastinating, lazy-ass man.
Yes.
A man with strategy, order, discipline. And I expect that from anyone around me. So what I like about this most is that it's encouraging her to be responsible.
Oh, yeah, because she's got it. She's got to be. She has no choice. Hold on. Now, 769, are you there, sir? What's your question?
Yes, sir. Hey, my bad about earlier. But my question right now is, because I'm 17, right? I just graduated from high school a month ago. Should I even be worried about a relationship right now? Am I
okay,
even
you're
in a position
to where I can help? 769, can you get your...
No, no, that's just if you are, why? Stand on it.
So
if you are, why?
That's what I'm like. That I feel like half of me is bullshitting. I feel like I shouldn't even have
If you are, if you should be worried about a relationship, why? Defend it. Stand on it.
Well, because I'm used to being to myself. I haven't really been in a relationship, so I don't really know how it would help me, you know?
Oh,
so
my
I
God. Okay.
That's not a why, bro. That's not a why. We've been going over whys this entire stream.
Oh, my God, dude.
So what's going to happen is you're an example of the bad case scenario of what we're talking about right now, when you don't have a prepared plan.
No kind
because
of plan.
See, you can be open to it, but not worried about it and chasing it.
Okay, sir.
So why are we?
Caller. Listen, Dweller. Okay. Nobody said anything about you getting in a relationship, man. Why do you think we're trying to force? Please turn that down in the background. Please. Thank you. So I'm asking you, what made you think, how many times did I stress to you that this is not to say get in a relationship? This is not to say live with someone. This is not to say be engaged with someone. It's not to say be married to somebody. This is a conversation your father should have had with your fucking ass when you're a long time ago to let you know how to structure your life like a man. We're not saying to be in these things. But if it shall happen, you get in this thing, you're already prepared for what to do instead of waiting for it to happen to you. Do you not understand that?
Yeah, I got that.
So then why are you asking that asinine question then? What is the purpose of your question then?
See, because I didn't see the first part of it. So the first two things, I just joined Ben Nicka. But
all right, but do you understand that having structure and having prepared for how you want that relationship to be, how you want the mother of your children to be, how you want your relationship with that woman to be, how you want her relationship with you to be, can change how you deal with women right now, tomorrow, yesterday, and the day after that?
Right, and caller, what if you can never have... Okay, you ought to know why myself, Ty, Cario, Miles, Zag, Angry Man, and motherfucking 1950 don't have problems with women. Because we all have our own standards for ourselves that we uphold to ourselves. This is why we don't have the problem, because it's already solved before it happens, young man. Listen to what I'm saying. It's already solved before it even happens. So when it happens, it's a done data. Do you understand that, young man?
Yes, sir.
So you're 17 years old. Listen. You got to get your mind set like this, not just with what I'm saying, but with also life, man. Because you sound like a lazy motherfucker that just sitting around ain't doing shit. You better get your shit together. You better get your shit together, okay? So I'm going to continue, but we'll throw you back in, okay, big guy?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you for the call. Respect to you. So I'm going to continue now. Now, listen, guys.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Yeah, what's up, man? He's like... Right.
Yeah, dude. You know, I'm just weed and you know, kind of just 17, and I just I just don't know about relationships and shit, dog. You know what I mean? I just like, you know.
I'm like, man, what the fuck are you talking about? So anyway,
that was moving.
Right, that was.
I had myself enrolled in a PSAT class.
Yeah.
I was looking up fucking AP classes to get into. Certain colleges and how I was going to get them to pay for my schooling. And I'm telling y'all, dog, but only because I was only able to be on my shit like that. Because at 16, 15 years old, I knew one thing for sure and two things certain. I did not want to be broke.
Yes. And
I did not want to be broke. I'm not one of them guys who said, oh, I want to be a kid again. I miss being young. Fuck no.
Right.
I wanted my life. I wanted my risk. My life in my hands. I wanted the risk. Give me, because if I fail, it's on me.
Yes.
I don't want to fuck. I don't want to fucking the lights cut off, and then I'm like, damn, my mom couldn't afford it this month.
Yeah.
If the lights go off, I couldn't afford it this month, because I'm in a position where it's on me. Give me, put the ball in my hand. Right. And y'all need to have that initiative in your own life, or guess what? Things are gonna just happen to you, and you'll be 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 25, 30, 35, 40, and you'll look up like, where the fuck did the time go and what do I have to show for it?
Right. And gentlemen, listen, ladies, I want to say something for the ladies that's listening. We're not making it just one way, because you guys have to have – listen, you can't talk this shit if your shit ain't together. I'm going to let you know now. If your shit is not together, you can't make these type of demands. This is man shit. So you have to have, like Ty said, you have to have your shit together to make these kind of demands. Because if you have nothing going for yourself, you can't say anything to her. If you're sitting there flipping hamburgers and she's doing something different, you can't make any demands. But it's not about what you're making. It's not about how much you make and all that other stuff. I'm just saying you got to have yourself together, okay, ladies? Because I don't want ladies to think that it's just a one-sided thing. The men are got to have your shit together to demand such things, okay? So now...
Right, yep, the man has to have his shit together to demand such things from you.
Yes.
And not only that, ladies, you have to see through his actions. Mm-hmm. This is how y'all get fooled by some of the men. Like, all the talk. What are his actions reflecting? They don't even know. See, we could go on the show giving women game on how to navigate these suckers. I mean, even though they're doing it fine, but how to find a real man, a man of quality, a man of honor, a man of integrity, a man of standards, a man of ambition.
Right.
So because a lot of guys out here, rather than becoming that man who gets women at his will and deals with them without a problem, they pretend to be that man, sell that dream, fuck, that situation ends up terrible. They're 10 years down the line, they got all this pussy, but they have nothing to show for it.
Right. Now, think about this, guys. If people did this, there would be no red pill. I'm promise this is showing you why we don't have problems, why that red pill, why you see why they have problems, because they don't live to any standard. Now we're getting into some deep waters here, okay? Now we're at number five. Now listen, guys, before I say number five, we're not saying you have to get married, all right? Nobody's saying you got to marry. I'm just saying, for the guys, if you're moving her in and you're not going towards a five, don't move her in. Listen, I'm going to stress that. You should never live with a woman just for the sake of living with her. There should be a reason why you're living with her. And that means you're moving towards something. But if you're not, please, guys, do not waste your time. Do not let them live in your house. Please do not do that. Now it's time for the engagement. Now, guys, this is going to get deep here, because now your accountant is saying, okay, now we got to look at the books. Not your books, her books. I need to see your credit score. I need to see what money you're – look, you and I need to sit down. Okay, this is what I need from you. This is what I need from you. And we're going to sit down. We can do it over dinner. We'll sit down or whatever over a pizza. I don't give a fuck. I need to look at the books. I need to see credit score. I need to see what debt you have right now. I need to know where you are allocating all your money. Guys, this is just level one. Because remember, what we're trying to stress to you is your name and your sperm is godlike. You do not just give this shit away. You just don't hand. You got to make sure without a shadow of a doubt that they are actually worthy. So you have to remember, the higher up the mountain they climb, the harder it is to reach your ring. That's the thought process. But before I continue, Ty, what say you on this, brother?
I mean, you know, the funny part is I always think of like how these shows will depict how a king would be mad at a woman for raising their child a certain way. I wanted you to raise me a warrior and a strong man. You turned my seed and my child into this, blah, blah, blah. Well, without the extremity of killing the child or, you know, killing the woman in a sense, what they don't understand is that it was a set expectation even before he laid with her and gave her a child.
Yeah.
And it was a set expectation, standard, and goal from them laying together. Now, again, you can have fun. You can go fuck around and enjoy yourself. That's why, you know, you're not supposed to put yourself in a position to just accidentally get somebody pregnant. However, what you got to realize what happens is you when you do is that you're positioning yourself to deal with all the bullshit, to deal with a woman who might put you on some child support,
right,
who might make your child hate you,
yep,
who might try to gatekeep you seeing your child,
mm-hmm,
who might destroy you, who might feed poison in your child's ear, all because you lay with her trying to be horny and not understanding how that woman would influence the growth of your child,
right,
and your future legacy.
Right. Even moving in with her, you should have that conversation of what protection are you? What's going on with your protection? And you do have to have the conversation that I don't want a child right now, or I do want a child, but I don't want one right now. I may want one down the line, but I don't want one right now. So if you happen to get pregnant, you and I need to have this powwow of understanding that if you do get pregnant and I'm not ready, are you willing to take that 450 buyout? I'm sorry, some of you ladies, I'm sorry, I'm just saying, this is the conversation. These are the deep conversations y'all got to have, because if you're not willing to take that $450 buyout, then you're not getting the key. Because I'm telling you right now, you see, guys, these are the things you just don't move her in. You just don't just throw her in your house. You got to make sure that everything is covered, because remember, you're a detective, you're a warrior. All these guys are sitting at your table. They're all your representatives at your table, and they got their hands just like this to make sure. They always say, we got to make sure she's the right woman for us, the right woman
guys,
for our kingdom.
Right. And guys, you're sitting back sitting here like, wow, why would I do like that? Why can't I just love the woman I want to love and just do this? Well, you get one life, bro.
Yep.
One life. So you can make what I want to call an inexperienced, a lack of tested. Well, I don't even know what word I'm looking for, but you can make a rash decision, a rush decision, a hasty decision, and then you'll have to deal with the consequences of it. For example, there's a saying that says, "What you pay for is what you get." So like, if somebody buys something super cheap and then they use it and the shit breaks the first time that they use it, hey, what you paid for is what you got. So I said it to say, in your life, who you spend time with, who raises your children, who spends a lot of time with your children, all of these things matter. Yes. To you, they don't have to be important. Hey, I'm not telling you to care about your future legacy, but I'm telling you, if you watch my content, you are going to be influenced by me. I'm telling you that I'm a man. I'm 10 steps, 20 steps ahead of myself. My name is going to mean something. I work every day to add value behind my name and my legacy, not for me and my ego, but for my children's children, my siblings, because I am setting the standard, not just for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be dead and gone someday,
yes,
but my name will not be.
Beautiful.
My children, even the fuck the level of fame and success, but actual effectiveness in the world and actual impact in the world. And that's the standard I have set for myself. If that sounds crazy to you, you just want to have a YOLO, fuck it, I'm going to do whatever I want kind of mentality.
Right.
Then I'm not telling you to change. I'm not telling you to live your life like me. But this is coming from that mentality of everything counts, everything matters, and this is how I want to choose to live my life. And I will respect, hey, if you enjoy your life, living how you want to live it.
Yeah. The thing that we're doing before I continue is we're just showing you preventative maintenance. That's all we're doing. We're showing
preventative maintenance. Great way to call it. Yeah, preventative maintenance.
Yeah, there's a different way of doing this, okay? There is a different way of doing this, okay? Now, King Grady, again, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that because you got to show your books, okay? This is not a dictatorship. You got to show her your books. Yes, you show it. See, listen, if you got your, you should be proud because you got your credit score right and you ain't got no debt or anything like that and your credit score is good, because now you're in a position to say no ring until you fix your shit, because I am not taking on your debt. I'm pondering moving this forward. I'm just letting you know, but I can't move forward until this is one of many things we're about to cover here, but I can't move forward. I'm not marrying into debt. You got me fucked. I'm not doing that. You got me fucked up. I will not marry into debt, because let me explain something. Because once you clear that debt, we're going to have another conversation, because then that conversation is going to be your money is my money. You know, the money is under the umbrella of our name. So that means if you want, you'll get a stipend of $200 every 2 weeks or whatever we agree on, and you, that could be your play money. Do whatever you want with that. But we are not going to waste the money, because let me show how deep it is, guys. Let me show how depth and deep this is. Now, I don't like talking in my business, but again, for all you guys, I don't want y'all to sit and say, well, Steve, why are you talking all this shit? Well, I'm telling you what I'm living, and let me explain to you. 23 years, no problems. All the kids are in college, honor roll students, the whole nine. But I'm explaining, 23 years, no problem. But remember, let me tell y'all something. We started out in an apartment, but we had a 5-year, 10-year, 15 plan. We decided we're going to be in an apartment, and then what we're going to do, we have enough money, we're going to lease a house. And we did that. And then we had enough money, we're going to buy a house. We did that. And then we had enough money, we decided we're going to build a house. And we did that. Built a 7-bedroom, 5,000 square house. We built the house and shit. Then what we said was, then we had to think about the end, you know, our end. So then we said, you know what our end is going to be? We're going to get, and where we're living now on 4 acres of land right now and shit. So we got every, it was all planned out, because I created.
They spend the W's on my side. They saying, damn, they loving it. They loving it, man. They cheering you on.
Well, no, it's all love, but I appreciate that. But I
put it though.
Right, because I created this gentleman, but this is how I did it at 15 to be in this moment. But again, I'm not saying get married, because there's more to this. Because once we get down with that financials, now we got to talk about the big stuff, because I want my name to carry on. And now we got to talk about children. We got to talk about religion. We got to talk about holidays, how we're going to do holidays, discipline. We got to talk about school, how we handle schoolwork. We got to talk about setting up college, expectations. See, it's not just I'm going to get you and get pregnant by you. We're going to have a straight up plan of step by step. And the plan is we're going to be a forefront for our kids. It's going to be school, college, profession, marriage, kids. I will not be a bastard granddad. Excuse me, but I'm just saying I won't be that. And the expectations are high. The expectation of what my demands are for my daughters as well as my sons. But we are going to live this front. And again, this is how we did it, because as the leader of all this, we have to have this talk, and we've got to go through everything. Because again, sometimes religion breaks people up, Ty. Sometimes money breaks people up and all these things.
Politics,
right. All the politics. So we got to have this out right now to have an understanding that it's now. Listen, not only are you about to take my name, you got to represent my name. That means you, where you go, you're going to be a representation of me. And do not squander my name. Do not
make –
yes, sir.
I had to cut you off, because I want you to keep going back and talking shit and flexing, because guys just think, you know, you're just a man in a square screen, man. You got to talk your shit. You got to really spread that and show dudes that you really live in this. You really living proof of this.
Yeah.
But I was going to add on that represent the name is, this is where y'all do – this is where, for a lot of guys that's on my end, I don't know about your end, but if you close to my age range, this is y'all realize, listen, not just, and even if you're a woman, you may understand this. You may mess with somebody and then they are fucking embarrassing. They're on somebody else's dick. or he's in some other bitch's faces being just whatever. If you're a woman, you understand this too, right? But if, and guys, you should understand this too, is that you associate yourself with somebody, and now they're making you look bad. So we all understand the fundamentals of representing you and who you chose to be with and how they're out here representing you. And you should take that offensively. You should take offense to it. I mean, what you can tell yourself is, man, that ain't my bitch no more. I don't give a fuck. She can do what she wants. But you chose to be with her, and then now she out here doing that wild shit or you know what I'm saying, something that doesn't represent your guidance as the kind of man you are, and you're upset about it. You're confused.
Yeah, and you
got to show a video.
Yeah, I got to show
a video.
No, there's nothing bad in there. I'm just showing them an example. But
no, the address, I'm saying, because, like,
no,
guys
no,
might.
Oh, no, there's no address. No, address. There's
okay,
no, there's no address.
Yes,
yeah, if there was, I got guns. So, but no, what I'm saying is, okay, so, what I'm saying is that we always talk about always Christmas, like, Christmas. Every kid
live in Texas.
Yeah, every kid is gonna get $250 worth of gifts and stuff. But I'll give you an example. Like this is my daughter's because I got a John Deere and shit, some goopy ass shit, but like here you go. Like my daughter's, like this is my daughter's riding this is the land. I don't know if you there it is.
Yeah,
this part of the land. Yeah, it's like it's 4 acres.
Oh, geez,
so yeah,
it's not
popping and flexing. I'm just saying that, but I'm just trying to see if I can show them like
that's an iPhone too.
What's that now?
That's an iPhone?
Hell no. You know I'm not Android, man. I don't mess with that iPhone with y'all. I'm Android. But no, I'm Android. But yeah, man. No. Let me see here.
It was 7-bedroom house from scratch, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see if I can find it.
You
got to
put some respect on Steve's name, man.
Yeah. We built it from the ground up, man. And I can see if I can. Because y'all can all. Because every time I used to do my videos and stuff, I did it in the game room. It was a theater room, but we knocked it down and make it a game room. And we would have, and here's the big thing. This is the thing we also want to let y'all guys know. See, when I was young, I always loved the cool house. So what I decided on doing, I wanted to be the cool house so I could not only watch my kids, but they can be in a safe environment. So what we did is we had an arcade room, a basketball shooting room. We had a pool. We had all the amenities. We used to have, Halloween at the place, and I'll pull up the video to show you. I'll download the video to show you. But we would have a Halloween annual thing in the house where all the kids can come over and, you know, go trick or treating and stuff like that. So, but these were the plans that we had as men.
Proper preparation prevented poor performance.
Oh, absolutely, dog. Absolutely. I'm trying to find some shit. Hold on a second. But no, you keep talking. I'm just trying to. They're trying to find a few things.
No, for real, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you decided to pull the receipts out today, dude. Because guys don't understand that, you know, outside of the content or the internet aspect, what we really be doing in real life, the shit that we got in motion, the shit that we be preparing, the shit that we be working on. So when it comes to the dating advice, we're not just telling y'all this, oh, get the woman and get her to fuck. We are playing 10, 20 steps ahead.
Oh, most definitely.
30 steps ahead. The bigger plan, the bigger goal. And God, and chat, listen, here's why this is important. This is where you can dismiss motivation. Fuck motivation and how I feel. I'm 20 years ahead of myself.
Yeah.
So how I feel now, I am sacrificing. That extra 2, 3, 4 hours of sleep, I am sacrificing now because I know I'm going to have it later. I know I'm preparing it later. So even when I look at my age and, you know, where I'm at for my age and, you know, I'm ahead or whatever the case may be, in my plan, I'm behind. In my plan, I'm behind.
Yeah.
So all from the structure that I set for myself, all the things that I planned out, written out. And Steve, I was telling these dudes, I still got it too. My journal from when I was in seventh grade, I probably was like 11 or 12 at the time.
Yeah.
And I had all these life goals in there. And then, listen, you know, the funny part is I've always been, you know, very spiritual and very on the mental side of things. So some of the goals in there were like graduate high school, graduate college, learn financial freedom and, you know, things like that. But one of the goals on there was, you know, conquer the 7 daily sins. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Back then I used to conceptualized like the seven deadly sins and impacted people, like you know, lust and greed. And the way I used to see it and view it at the age was like, people are outside of themselves. People become manipulated when they don't have self-control, or they, you know, those things interact and come in. These cats, I was 11 years old at the time, studying and preparing myself. So then when you look up, I'm 21 and I'm about to graduate college. I don't even, listen, the plans I got with my money, how I'm managing everything, how I move now, all was set back then. So it made the difference. It made the difference in certain, in those present moments or the past now, where I had two choices. One that could risk my future or one that could lead me towards my plan. And now you look up, I'm closer to my plan. I get paid. College is not just free for me. I got over the top money. I get paid to go to school. I'll just show up. And it's in the Honors College. But like I said, chat, this is not to flex or brag. This is to show y'all what planning ahead shows. Look at Steve, kids in college.
Oh, yeah.
Years of success in marriage.
Yeah, doctor.
Financial, women want to get the finance. Right.
Oh, yeah, want to be doctor.
All that preparation. So you could just end up with nothing, or you could listen to us and really get ahead of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
The difference that it makes. It's a difference that makes a difference.
Yeah, I'm going to download some stuff but as we're talking. But, yeah, but so keep talking, Tom. Just getting everything together to download. But keep talking, brother. Let me grab this.
Yeah, they say you was on a Madden TV show.
Yeah, I was on Madden Nation 3. Yeah, I was at Madden. Hey, Ty, guess what? Guess who I got a phone call from today?
Who?
Have you ever seen Squid Games?
Yeah.
Well, entered a contest for $4.5 million, and I made the first cut. And they go, I'm going to talk to Netflix on Monday to go to the UK to be on the Squid Game. So, not yet. I got to. So we'll see. So we'll see. Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
shit, man. Well, yeah. Listen, Dale, let me know if anything I
yeah.
can support that.
Yeah,
if
man.
When the vouchers, something like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What
yeah.
the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. They had a contest of 450 people doing the actual Squid Game. So you know me, I'm a big ass kid. So they just called me and told me. So I got to talk to Netflix on Monday. So I got to meet with them on Monday. So I don't know if I'm there. I don't know if I'm there then, but I'm gonna get it, dog. So let me grab some of this other stuff. Yeah, I was on
that. You got side quests like a motherfucker, man.
Like a motherfucker.
All his
Oh yeah, dog. Let me see if I grab this one because I want to show y'all this. Now this is. What you're gonna see right here is when we were living, we were renting this place. Okay, this is like back in the day. So let me download this and upload it. Let me see. Now this is back in the day before I show you the other house. But all right, so it's download. Oh, here we go. So I'm gonna grab this and upload it right now. So this right here is when we were living. Now again, we are one percenters. But we were living. We weren't 1%ers now. Well, we are now, but we wasn't then. We were getting close. So the neighborhood we was in was kind of you'll see why it's kind of a rich neighborhood because of what these rich people do. And I had to make a video on it. Ready? Let me find it, guys. It's gonna be crazy as hell. But this is the neighbor. This was the neighbors. This is how much money the area was. So let me show you. Ready? This is. Watch. This is an old one. Watch this time.
I was under invited. This is Coach asking the old school gamers, old school OLDSKOOL.com. Today is trash day, and I want you to see this, dog. If you look over here, well, I can't really get a close up. Look over here. Today's trash day. As you can see, everybody's got the trash. Everybody's got the trash out. But look, dude, I had to take a picture of this. When you go over to my neighbor's house on trash day, and you're walking, because I can't get a full shot. But look at this, dog. Trash day in my neighborhood. That's their trash. And look what they have. A ATM machine. It's trash day, dog. I don't know what my neighbors do.
I don't know what they do.
I don't ask questions. I'm running back into the house.
Yeah, no, so that was that was like trash day in the neighborhood. So let me give you something else. So that was how they were with trash day. Well, let me see if I can find the October where we had the event. I want to show y'all the event because it was something
man.
That
I gotta live your life, man. Yeah. You got a whole full life, man.
Oh yeah,
it's
man.
Like, no, it's like you challenging me, man. I'm about to be on your ass, man. You got me a little bit.
I'm just saying, man. This is the thing that we wanted y'all to see is that when you have a plan of attack and you know what it is you're doing. This.
What year was it?
This was in, let me see what year this was. This was, hold on, this was
my guess,
14 yeah. years ago, 14 years ago?
2008.
Yeah, it was 13 years ago. It was 13. Yeah, let me see. Yeah. Is it 13? Yeah, yeah. So it's, wait, no, let me see. No, wait, no, this is 14, going back because I got the dog. Because we finally got our dog in the news place. So this place was where we bought the house. Now, we rented that house. Now, this is where we bought the house, but I don't know if you can see anything, so I got to download that. But this was where we bought the house, so I got to show you that. We got my first little rock, but I'll pull that up in a second. But let me see here. Ty, keep talking. I'm just pulling up shit as you're talking, man.
No, for sure. Hey, Chad, this is for the niggas that sleep on Steve, man. It's for y'all sleeping on Steve. Y'all think the yelling be for no reason. Y'all don't think it's coming from a place of a person who's actually living the life that they tell y'all has results to show for it.
Yeah, man.
And,
yeah.
You know, and Steve, you know what's crazy, man? I give you my full respect because I'm the same way, dog. I don't wear none of my achievements on my sleeve.
No,
I don't broadcast it. I just come on the internet, do what I want to do on the internet, and keep the rest of my life private. Mm-hmm. I love that kind of lifestyle.
Very private.
And it's
very
funny because people will even know me in real life and not even know I do this, not even know I have an internet presence or I have this. They just know me. Oh, that's Ty. Oh, Ty from the, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's funny because I don't know if you know how big this shit is going to get and how much into the personal life it will actually jump into. But like I said, I like it now, like where I just feel like a normal-ass person. I just come online. I don't change nothing about myself. I'm just the same. Walk past me on the sidewalk. I'm just being me at all times.
Just being me.
Keeping it private, keeping it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all time. And that's the thing.
All this stuff going on and nobody knew it. You ain't flexing it. You ain't
never
bragging and posting nothing.
Ragged.
Here, you might post what you want them to see here and there, but
ragging is fun. So I got some, I'll grab some photos. I'll be safe some photos. But, and listen, guys, I don't want y'all thinking this is showing off. I just want to show y'all the plan. This is what happens when you plan things out. So that's what I want to make sure everyone knows. It's not me saying, look what I got versus what you don't have. I'm just saying that we planned all this out. This is a major plan because, now remember, they tied. This started at 15, okay, Ty? This is 15 years old. This is me saying that, you know what? I wanted, you know, and again, but I wanted a family at the end of the day because I wanted to push me. You know what I mean? I wanted me to go beyond the regular stuff, just the regular average person.
Chad, realize that a lot of content creators y'all watch are only teaching y'all on the level of just, let's just get women, just fuck and get her to like you and dress like this and think like this. We the only ones that push you to be yourself and stand on what you is or who you are and who you tell yourself that you are and stand out to be. And not only that, we're the only ones telling you, build a legacy, create a legacy. You could want a family. That's fine. You could want to be in a relationship. That's fine. Whatever you want is for you and stand on it. But don't stand on nothing. So like that caller just said, like he just came in and said, he asked that question. And I said, well, if you're going to make that statement, why? No answer. And guess what, Chad? That lack of an answer in itself is an answer. Because I'm telling y'all, and I don't even like to get into the extremes, right? But you'll be a prepared, planned, and strategic motherfucker. And you're not even food. You're not even a Scooby snack. Steve, what are they to a plan for prepared? You're not even a hurdle. You're not even it's like brushing your hair and like the bristles just run across you. That's what you're like a bristle on a brush to them, bro.
We're
preparing you to be threats, dominance, chess players in the game.
Right. All right. So
we're preparing you to be the motherfucker that when you walk in the bank, they say, "Hey, hey, what's going on?" Listen, freedom. But it all starts in here, bro. We live in that shit.
Absolutely. I'm trying to find a wrestling ring because we had a wrestling ring in our backyard.
I'm gonna grab my book.
Grab your chip, man. Grab it. I'm gonna just show these guys this. Hold on, guys. Let me find this for you guys. Give me a second. I just want to show y'all a few things that. But gentlemen, this is to inspire you, not to just show y'all that. You can have it all when you just set your mind in a different way and look at the game in a different perspective. You know what I mean? That's all this is. I'm going to show y'all a few things. But, again, but one thing y'all should do is be private. Hopefully this can inspire you because, remember, this was at 15. This was a plan at 15 that I had, that I wanted to have. Wanted the family. I wanted the dogs. I wanted all the things that I have now because I created it. Okay, I created it. And because I created it, these things happen because it was a plan of structure. And that's what we always want to tell you guys. Everything has got to be about structure. Let me show y'all this. Let me see what this is. Let me show y'all this. Wait. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Let me grab that. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see here. 2 seconds. Let me see here. That's part of it. Let me just grab this. All right, I'll just show you a piece of it, but let me see. Save image as. Yeah, Ty loading up. I need to hurry up. Ty loading up. So I'm gonna get Mona. Oh yeah, it's about to be on, guys.
I have multiple different ones too.
Yeah, so Ty, get yourself together. I'm getting mine together. Yeah, because I want to show you some stuff, Doc. Guys, I want to show y'all stuff. So give me a second. I'm pulling a lot of stuff up, but I want to show you like when you even when you come to the. Hold on, Ty. Wait, let me see. Oh, wait, hold on. Why Ty doing that? Let me pull this out on Ty as a Ty. Ty's about to Ty.
You lucky? I lost my. I ain't losing. It's in here somewhere.
Ty coming on the attack.
I'll be writing in so many different things. I know I put it in somewhere. Whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, I got multiple like journal books like this. I'll be writing these. Listen. Hold on. If it's too bright, I can't see it. All this pages for pages. Hold on. What is this? Listen, pages for pages, organizing things, writing notes to myself. All this, just notes to myself. All this, reviewing this. Because like I told y'all, like to elevate, right, you got to be your biggest critic. You got to be your biggest reviewer. You got to know yourself more than anybody. You're in your skin 24/7. There's no excuses. Listen, chat. I go page for page. Page for page. Listen, and this is only one book. This is only one. I got a whole another one. Hold on.
Keep going, Ty, because I'm trying to
get out of here. I got a whole other one, chat. Hold on, chat. Listen, page for page. Shit, just me writing things to myself, reviewing myself, creating goals and standards for myself, planning, reviewing. And guess what? All this shit makes... Listen, chat, we just keep going and going and going. And these are only my two recent ones. I wish I could find my one I started years ago. But all this shit makes the difference, chat.
Yeah,
when you want to separate yourself from the herd, the crowd, the pack, and get closer to yourself and your uniqueness in this world and the imprint that you're going to leave, dog, this is the level that you got to play on. You can't just wake up and say, well... I don't know. Well, if maybe everything has to be calculated, bro. And if this lifestyle ain't for you, then so be it. But, you know, this is the life that we live.
Oh, yeah. It's a life. But it's the life that tied it, that we create. And that's what we're trying to show you guys. We've created this, man. I'm trying to get the logo. Oh, wait. So I'm going to show you. That's how it looked far away. Okay. I got a few shots of the crib and shit. Let me see. Save image. Yeah. So this is the one before we... This is the last one we had. This is the one we built from the ground up.
Now they're making it a meme to say you did everything. They said Uncle's on Jeopardy. Uncle's on Memory Chip. Uncle's on Wheel of Fortune.
No, I'm just...
Uncle wanted the white picket fence. Uncle's all set to Civil War. Uncle's in the 05 Super Bowl. I remember seeing Uncle in the Spartan War. y'all remember when Uncle made the half-court shot at the Civil War? Uncle was mentoring Prince back in the day. They said Uncle signed the Declaration of Independence. God created Uncle and Eve first. So the Adam and Eve, Uncle Eve.
Y'all got
Uncle also that. Played a character on the Boondocks. Yeah. They said you swore Obama into office.
Yes, y'all is some a-holes, y'all. Y'all is some a-holes.
Yeah, yo, buddy, shit.
Y'all really messed up. Hold on a second. Let me show y'all this. All right.
Yeah, so, Steve, like, what day? You think about be on the fucking What's that shit called, man? Squid Games, man. I was out to sign up for that shit.
Yeah,
that would be
yeah. There was a application for it, and millions applied. So millions applied to it, and I again, I'm a clown. You know, I told you, dog, I'm a big ass kid. So I made a clown out of myself, pulled my motherfucking wrestling belt out and shit, and said, I'm gonna be that motherfucker. Because they asked me, like, what guy are you in the Squid Games? I said, I'm going to be the guy that was smashing that chick in the bathroom. And they started laughing. I said, that was going to be me, the guy that was running everything and smashing that. And they were cracking up. They were like, oh, my God. So, yeah, they told me what to say. They kind of walked me through what to say to Netflix and all that. So, again, I'm not there yet, but I'm damn near close. I'm damn near close. But hold on, let me pull this up. So, let me grab something. Here it goes. So, let me grab all of these for you guys. All right. So here's a few things. I'm going to download. Here you go. Okay. So they're loading up. Wait. Oh, shit. I couldn't do that. Hold on. Let me load up one at a time. Let me just go to one at a time. So, let me find a spot where I can pop this at. Hold on a second, guys. Let me find a spot where I can pop this at. Oh, wait. Hold on 2 seconds. Let me, because, Ty trying to bring some heat. So, okay, so guys, this is the, let me see if it loads up. Okay, so this is the house that we built from the ground up. Okay, it's a seven bedroom house. It got the pool. We had a weight. We put a wrestling ring in the back for my son, because he loved wrestling at the time. So that was one. Let me show you this. This is a view from far away. It's a far away. I don't even know why I have this view, but this is a view from it from a far away distance. You can see how the size of it. Yeah. So, yeah, but this is built. You see what I'm saying? This is work towards built. This is like not starting off built, but working towards being built. So the backyard before you saw the wrestling, and I'll show you the inside of when you walk the walkway, but this is all my hobbits and stuff. These are my kids, but you can see the backyard before. In front is the wrestling ring. You kind of see the line of the wrestling ring right there. But yeah, those are all my little hobbits and everything. But let me see if I can show you the like the inside, like Christmas. We got like a huge ass. Let me see Christmas. So this is when you walk. When you walk right in there, like when you open the door to walk in, you walk right into that. It's like, you know, it's like. You are right in that. So that's just a walkway. But I mean, I got a few more things. But yeah, Ty, talk about your things. I just want to show them a few other things to inspire these motherfuckers. But go ahead, Ty. You keep going.
And just so y'all know, like, this, it didn't start like this. You know what I'm saying? This was all individual work.
Yes.
And choices.
Yes.
Consistent choices.
Consistently consistent.
And this is why we stress to y'all, right? Like Steve says, consistently, consistently. And I say death before dishonor. Don't change. Don't fold. Always stand on what you are and who you are, because it makes the difference. Every single action. And chat, a lot of statements are not going to make sense now, but guess what? When it all comes down to it, 5-10 years from now, you see where everybody at. That's where the difference will be made.
Come on. Oh, wait. Yeah, hold on. Wait. No, that's me. I didn't turn it down. I was just trying to, I got to figure out. I'm going to download. Let me grab the download. So, yeah, it's fucking goddamn little horses and shit. So, yeah, hold on a second. Grab that shit.
You want to run? Come here.
Wait, hold on. That's not it. Hold on a second. Let me find. Let me see. Is this it?
What's up?
Okay, so
this is definitely inspiring, man.
Well, this is Father's Day. Let me show you Father's Day. Let me show you what they did for real Father's Day, man. Let me show you. Hold on, let me see. Let me pull it up. Show you the fucking the horses. They got their horses. I'm not a farmer. I'm a rancher. That's what I keep saying. I'm a rancher. I'm not a farmer. I'm not, man.
I'm a farmer.
Yeah, I got to deal with. Yeah. Y'all got jokes. When they said that I was there for Obama. Y'all are wrong.
You swore Obama.
That's where Obama is, dog. Come on, man. So guys, this is what happened. Oh, wait, first let me pull up.
And chat. Everything is Steve be talking. She said, me, my.
Yeah.
I do see it. Go ahead. That's your joke, right? My.
Yes. Okay. So first, let me show you the damn horses. So we got some mini, the expensive ass horses. But here's the check this out. This is the This is what I got to deal with because the horses got out one day and they didn't want to listen to me and shit. So here we go. This is the horses. Here we go. So this is something I was telling my boys. I was kind of pissed at this shit. So here we go.
You want to run? Come here. God damn it. Get, move, get. Fuck, man.
So there's
motherfuckers. Fucking, do I hear a sheep or something?
Yeah, no, those are goats. We got goats. We got all that. Yeah, we got all that.
What the fuck? Yeah, this thing is dead as a GTA character.
Yeah,
bro.
No, I'm serious.
Are you hiding all this shit, man?
Yeah, because I don't, and again, I only share this with the old shit is with everybody. No, so watch this one. Yeah, so this is, so yeah, that was crazy.
What the hell, bro? This
is
dead ass in the fucking boss in the Matrix, man.
Yeah.
Top G, man.
Yeah, man. So this one here, watch this one. So this one right here. This
in is, New Game Plus.
This was my Father's Day a few months ago. This is what happened on Father's Day. Okay, guys, I want to show y'all. This is, and again, I don't share this with people. I just want to show y'all. This is what happened. This is a total surprise. I had no idea this is what I got, but this is Father's Day for me. For them saying, thank you for being
here. Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah, it's a Red Dead Redemption. Yeah, here you go. This is Father's Day. This is Father's Day right here, guys. This is what happened this Father's Day. Here we go.
I'll show you.
Oh,
I'm
fuck.
Scared to go.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
W
family, Steve.
W Gordon.
Yeah.
This is my father's outside, man.
Oh, my God.
Wait, put you inside. Look at your inside.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, so that was...
What the fuck? Oh,
damn, Steve. Man, this shit is crazy, man.
Yeah.
Oh, in the bed.
Oh, shit, you got a cover.
I got a cover.
I know you dropped the shit out of that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck, now I'm jealous. I want a fucking truck cover.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so that was
four or five cars in the garage anyway.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, man, that I want to show you what, but oh. I want to show you what my most important prized possession is, and I want to show you all that stuff. Is one thing I love more than all that, and I want to show you as you. Where the fuck is it at? But you can talk, Ty. I'm just looking forward to show the guys. But
yeah, the proof is in the pudding, man.
Yeah, this
y'all
is
gotta peep the y'all gotta peep the dedication it took from the possessor of this.
Yeah,
blueprint, the plan. So these YouTube videos, these points we're making, these things that we're explaining, is not just to talk.
Yeah.
Like I said, Jay, I knew I love and spoke about Steve the most of that. Y'all finding out this shit by just him saying. We live in such a society now where people try to always flex achievements and accomplishments and shit.
Well, what?
Like, let them see the results, chat. Man, this is crazy.
Well,
man.
Let me show y'all.
It's inspiring, bro.
Yeah, this is a great accomplishment that I was proud of, and it's even about me. My son, because my daughter's in Baylor for medical school, so she'll be the first doctor of family. So she'll be the first doctor.
Man.
But my son got this. The
summa cum laude. Now hold on, Chad. Do y'all even know what that means? Summa cum laude, magna cum laude.
Yes.
Chad, do y'all even know what that means?
Guys, this means the high. This is the look it up. It's the highest honor. It's one of the highest honors that you can have in college. And my son got that. My son got that. So that's a William, right? Yeah, it's a William. So that's yeah, that's what my boy got. So yeah, that was a proud moment.
I mean, Chestnut Checkers, man.
Yeah, Chestnut Checkers. Yeah, but I'm proud of that. But I'm trying to find the shit that I love. I mean, but yeah, but I'm going to show you that that wouldn't have been that way if we didn't have a standard. We were the standard. I was the standard. But this was at 15. Remember, this is at 15 that what you see was created. That was created. So let me see here. Again, these are I'll show y'all some other stuff, a few other things before, you know, but we'll continue. But I hope I'm inspiring y'all motherfuckers. And y'all got all these damn jokes. But it's cool, though. But
check, call in. 563-999-3056. Let's talk about it, man.
Yeah, and I will. I got to reset the line, but I'm trying to find the thing that, oh, man, this is my jam. This is my thing. Where is it at? I think I sent it to
Chad. It's got me wanting to take on every side quest I can. Not just goats and horses and like multiple kids and shit, but just the fucking Squid Game. Just throw that in there, Madden TV.
Madden Squid. But see, it was always I said I wanted to be on there. You know what I mean? I said I wanted to be on there, and I've dedicated myself to doing it. You know what I mean? I want to be about that. So because I was about it, I did it, man. And I'm trying. You keep talking. I'm just trying to find that one thing that I want to show y'all because this is the thing that I love the most. I want to show y'all guys. I want to show
this
y'all.
This is dead ass the product of a healthy relationship with yourself.
Oh yeah, it all starts with you guys. It all
always because Steve could have. We could go back, rewind 40 years of Steve's life, and had he decided he wanted to be normal, average, he decided he just hated himself. You know, Steve famous line, Carl, why you hate yourself?
Yeah.
But had he decided he hated himself, he wasn't good for nothing, he won't be anything, or he wanted to be like somebody else, all these achievements wouldn't be there.
Right.
And just because y'all don't see him every day being flexed, broadcasted, or bragged about, doesn't mean that they're not there. The advice that we're giving y'all, I'm telling y'all, this real life shit, bro.
Yeah.
And a lot of y'all gotta realize, my first Steve.
No, go.
Y'all watch a lot of these content creators, y'all go to a lot of these rappers, athletes, and entertainers, but how many of them are encouraging you to do it for yourself? How many of them are encouraging you to stand on something, to create a value and a standard and goals and live that shit? How many of them? Pay attention. Y'all watching them. Y'all been watching these dudes for years. And none of them are even elevating themselves, number one. So they're not even setting an example. And then number two, you're getting no value from it. And I don't give a fuck if I lose an E-date, lose this, destroy my reputation. I don't give a fuck. Because I know what I'm doing with my content, with my platform. And it's all a part of a plan I've been made for years. I got shit going on IRL. I got a lot of shit planned out. And this is what y'all, I'm saying. I don't give a fuck about this internet shit. I don't give a fuck about this entertainment shit.
Yeah.
I'm wanting to go back to you and my impact I'm making on that while I'm here and when I make these videos and who I am. You know what I'm saying? So this is the result of that and what y'all see, man. I love this shit, man.
I'm just trying to find the most important thing because I posted that shit because it meant so much to my cake ass that I had to post that shit. So let me see if I can find it while we're talking. But guys, if they got any questions, y'all can ask questions. We'll answer. You guys got any questions that we can answer while I'm looking for this? Do they have any questions or anything? That your guys on
your end? Definitely ask questions. Is the lines back open or
not? No, I haven't opened the lines up. I opened it up in 1 second. I'm just trying to find my thing, man. This is what I've I was like, this is what I wanted. I'm trying to show y'all this thing. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find that shit. Almost there. But you guys, as I say for you guys out there, this is nothing that you can't achieve. You guys can achieve it, but again, I'm not saying, and I'm not here to say get married or be in a relationship. It's just that I wanted a family at a certain time, and because I knew I wanted a family, I knew the necessary steps it was going to take. And that's why when people say women are terrible, you can't get married, marriage is bad now, it's a lie because there's no structure from the person that's saying it, Ty. What say you on that, man?
Right. When they don't have any structure from what they're doing and then it goes horribly, they blame the practice, tradition, or structure or what they wanted itself rather than blaming themselves and reorganizing how they went about doing it. I hope that makes sense. Yes. Let me say that one more time. They will end up in a bad circumstance and blame something else. Now, this habit of pointing fingers and blaming something or someone else was already built up in them before they even faced that circumstance. So when they face failure, when they face challenges or trials and tribulations, they don't take accountability or responsibility and improve and grow from it. They just blame others tell themselves what they need to hear and build up all this cognitive dissonance in order to make themselves feel better. So a lot of these creators are now influencing y'all, and y'all have no sense of self and no standard for yourself. So you're just following what they're doing. So you have all these bad perceptions about things which can be good. Oh, man, you know what? I ain't never getting married because that's some sucker shit and did it a third. And then for even my reasons behind certain statements I made about that is that legally on the other end, a lot of times you can lose as a man in those situations. But there's even ways to prepare and plan against that. There's even ways to set it up to where, hey, you can make a bad situation a great one with based on your preparation and planning for it. So don't always just listen to what everybody's telling you to do. And, you know what I'm saying? Do your own research and be knowledgeable about what you're doing, man. Be serious about it.
Yeah, no, nobody, again, that's the thing I stress. I don't want people to ever think that we're forcing marriage. That's the last thing I want y'all to think, because it's not about, I don't want y'all to get, hell, I'm telling you, I don't want y'all to have women live with you. You know what I mean? I don't even want them to live with you. So we're not stressing marriage. I'm just saying to the guy that says, you know what, I want to start a family, what is the process? You know what I mean? What do I need to begin the process of doing to do it the right way, Ty, where I don't have any problems, issues, where there's no arguments, there's no fights? And this is why you hold the woman to her foot to the fire to say, you got to be a better woman. I'm not just going to give you my ring or my time or my sperm just because you're showing up, Ty. And that's the important thing. You know, you don't give that away. You don't give that part of you away, Ty. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Let me hold on. Here it is. This is what's most endearing to me, guys. I got it. Let me download it, guys. I went. Then I open the lines up. Here's the thing that's most endearing to my cupcake ass, guys. Because this is the, remember, this was a thing that was built a long time ago to the end game, okay? So this was the one thing that I wanted to solidify everything right here. This is the one thing right here, Ty. Let me go ahead and pop this up right here. Here we go, Ty. This is the one thing. This is my jam right here. This is my thing. Here you go. I'm over there right here. Here you go. Watch this. Here you go.
Well, this is when you know you finally hit it.
Oh, my God. The gig got your name on it, man.
There you go. There you go.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Game.
Fucking game.
End game, that is.
Yes, that's it. That's the shit right there. That's the thing right there.
God damn.
Yeah. that's the thing, though. Yeah. That's
living on a plantation.
But I'm just saying, though. You know what I mean?
Living on a plantation. Damn, that's hot.
Yeah, that's my baby, right? That's
oh, it. You made your own gated.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm that's shut crazy. Off. I'm shut off from everything. Yeah, I we're away from everything. But it was started off in an apartment, but it started with a plan. We're gonna save money. We're not gonna buy. Now again, the kids, again, they will have all the stuff they want. They will have, again, Christmas, they get $250 each of, you know, when they were small, and as they got older, they got more. But we wanted to make sure all the colleges were paid for by us. When they graduate, they get a car. We buy them a brand new car. We set them up with college. And again, we support them. We'll buy them the apartment and all that other stuff so they can go and get to college. So now, like I say, my daughter, she's got modeling. One of my daughters, she's got some modeling jobs, so she's doing the modeling thing. Other daughter, she's in Baylor at being a doctor. My other son graduated. He's in psychology. He's in psychology. Then my other son's going in, and he's looking at majoring probably in engineering. But it was you're holding my name, and I gotta make sure that whoever carries the name is going to carry my name. So when I'm gone, they will be able to carry the name. This is my, what you saw that gate, that's my tomb. That's my end. This is my end. This is the end game. I'm at my end now. I'm on my way down. But I'm fine with that because this is what I created to build up. You know what I mean, Ty?
And Chet, the hard truth that y'all have to realize is you may be the result of bad decision making or improper planning. But it's up to you to decide what happens from this moment on. Not this day, because what y'all are going to tell yourselves is, well, tomorrow I'll start. This moment on.
Yeah.
W family.
Yeah, that, well, that's my son's girlfriend. That's his girlfriend in the middle right there. That, yeah, so he's getting out of the game. But, yeah, he's setting this shit up. So, yeah, but these are my daughters and my two sons. So that's there. The first one's the model. The other one's the doctor. The other two knuckleheads over there. So yeah, so that was
But like guys, like I said, y'all might be the result of some bad planning. Y'all might be the result of two people who didn't really make a plan 5, 10, 15, 20 years ahead. So now you're the result of that misplanning. It's up to you to set the tone, put your foot down and have a plan. It's all right if your parents didn't set you up the best.
Right.
It's all right if your parents weren't prepared. Because unfortunately it may be their parents' fault. Their parents' parents' fault. And there's just a long line of tradition of not just fucking up, because nobody's perfect, but it's just improper guidance. I like to say that's the word, improper guidance and structure.
Yeah.
So it's up to, like I said, it's up to you. Draw this line in the sand and say and make your life that you want.
And before I open the lines up, I'm going to tell you this much. I even was able to choose the sex of the kids, so don't get it twisted. I that's how detailed I am. Because there are boy, people don't know there are boy baby months and girl baby months. So that's how deep it is. So, but here's the thing, Ty. Let me tell you how cold it is. It's so cold that my last two hobbits, that my birthday is August 21st, my daughter's August 20th, and my son's August 19th, because I said it that way. I didn't want the day of my day. But
this nigga Steve could plan a blink.
Steve
could plan when the drop of water falls from the trip of his fucking
car,
bro. What the hell?
So it's me 21, daughter 20, son 19 of August. So I set it up. That's how, again, I'm telling you, I created.
Oh, you got the anime. Damn, bro,
yes,
let's look at light your Tommy, bro.
That just blew
my mind, man.
Yeah, no, man. I plan it. It's always planned out, but that's how game is. So, area code 757.
I'm sorry.
757. Did you have a question real quick before we reset the line?
Yes, sir. I sure did. How's it going?
What's good, Greg? How can we help you, brother? What's up?
Well, I've got this chick I've known for about 2 years in my church with me, and she's always been interested in me. I've never been super interested in her, but she just started looking at me a certain type of way lately, and I was just wondering if I should – I've talked to her before in the parking lot at the church, and she just gets super submissive acting, wide-eyed, and I wasn't sure how I should approach it, if I should
– But, sir, you just
–
But so you're just talking to her. You're just talking to her. I don't understand. Like what you're not being assertive and you're not taking action. So what do you want her to do? She's expecting you to be a man. So are you just talking to her because she looked at you, sir?
Well, when I first met her, I walked right up to her and introduced myself to her, and she is kind of, I don't think she's used to the way I act. And all the people in the church are just very...
Okay, but sir...
Anyway, basically...
Okay, you're saying the way you act, but you're not acting any way right now. You're acting timid. I don't understand. You're saying she looked at you, but what do you want to do with this woman? Do you want to take her out on a... What is it? What do you want to do? That's what I guess we're trying to ask. What is it that you want to
marry her, but I'm okay with not being able to be able to spend time with her and get to know her. I want to be able to get to know her.
You wanted to throw the word marriage in this conversation.
How you going to do that, big dog? You don't even know her. You don't know her, so why would you?
I would like to get a chance to get to know her, and I don't really care if she actually has a boyfriend. She's engaged, but she.
Okay,
I have a reputation in the church. I have approached this one chick, and I told her I wanted to get down with her on the low.
Okay, but sir, I'm gonna tell you why you're failing, sir. Because you're looking at marrying someone who hasn't proved any value or worth. You don't even know your value and worth yet, so I don't understand why you are why are you asking this question when you don't even know what you're doing, sir? I don't understand.
That's true, but I was just trying to fuck her for real and just get down with her on the low.
All right, well, sir, we wish, hey, sir, I know you waited a long time. Appreciate you waiting a long time, but this ain't for you, and we wish you the best in your endeavors, but this is for a man's space, and you acting like a total bitch, and you're like the Okay, all right, take care, sir. All right, bye, man. You gotta get rid of guys. Right, yeah, dude. He waited for a long time for that. That's why.